Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Definitely is good to see everyone in the house tonight. Tonight is February the 3rd, 2012, and of course, you are live in The Remix. Wow. Welcome, 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 everyone. I see the phone lines are definitely filling up, as well as the chat room. Good to have you guys in the house tonight. As you know, we have an amazing show planned for you again on this Friday night. And tonight, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be joining us here very shortly live in the platform. And we're going to be talking about, amongst other things, you know, whenever the Reverend Goddess comes on, it is always a treat. Tonight, we're definitely going to be discussing all of those things as it relates to sexuality and spirituality. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be talking about human and divine love and really understanding love, will, and desire power. We're going to be getting into some yoni and some lingual ritual blessings, as well as we have some great giveaways as well. So lots of things to do, lots of things to cover in the remix tonight. First of all, I do want to welcome you guys to the forum. And if you're listening on the phone, you are certainly free to do that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can listen via the phone. If you want to join us in the chat room, you can do that as well, too. Just come on over, and if you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, and the chat room is open. If you are a guest, and I did get a lot of reports because I've been tweeting all day, tweeting all week, and also on Facebook as well. If I got a lot of requests that some of you, this is your very first time tuning in to The Remix. So I want to say welcome. You're in home with a lot of other great listeners here. We'll definitely make you feel at home. If you want to come over to the chat room, you can do that. If you want to sign up, click the button at the bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are. Participate in the chat, and everyone will make you feel so welcome. So it's good to have you in the house. Now, let's talk about some things that's going on before we actually get ready to get into the share. The first thing, I want to invite you guys to definitely go back. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show that was done last week, where we talked about the cosmic pie, go back and definitely download, download, download for the Cosmic Pie. And you can listen to that share, an amazing share there, as well as all of the remix shares that are here. So you can either go to iTunes, you can hit the iTunes button right there and download, or you can actually click the download link right here on Blog Talk and download as well, too. So, I see you guys in the house. I see you over there. So tonight's show, I do want to kind of put this little bit of disclaimer out here. It is a show for the grown and for the sexy. So even though I know we have some listeners that are well, well grown that are listening to, but you definitely want to make sure you put the kids to bed. Get yourself in position so you're ready to receive this message. Of course, we're going to dance a little bit, move around, as we get ready to bring the goddess on and get into the share and talk about that. I don't know about you guys, but it's been an amazing week. The readings have been off the hook. Just enjoyed meeting and connecting with each of you all over the world. I also want to let you guys know, don't forget the lecture that's going down in the ATL, Brother Panic. It's going to be doing that lecture hosting Dr. Aling Bay. If you want to find out more about that, I believe the tickets are available now. So you do want to get your tickets and get it in quick. Just email Brother Panic at panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pat, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. Email Brother Panic so that you can get on that list, find out what you need to do to get a ticket, and get yourself ready so that you can actually be in the ATL in March so you can hear that lecture. So now we're going to get ready to move around. We've taken care of all of those things that we need to take care of as far as housework. Good to see you guys in the house. I see you guys PMing me. Oh, we're going to have big fun tonight. You know that. We have some giveaways. Not to mention Brother Wayne Chandler was on the show. So congratulations to all the Remix listeners who was able to receive a gift there, as well as those of you who received your gifts from Baba Blankets. So we'll just keep doing all that great stuff that we do here in the Remix. So we're going to move around a little bit and, kind of raise that energy up. We're going to be talking about sexual energy tonight and doing it in a very, very unique way, the way that only the Reverend Goddess Charmaine can actually do it. So we're going to have her come on. But first, we're going to listen to and kind of move a little bit. First, I'm going to ask the sisters to stand up and definitely brothers too. So you guys can join in. We're all going to be dancing on this one. So it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can get up. You can move around. You can do this. I know you guys have been sitting down and you've been working all day, or perhaps you've been standing all day on your feet. This is just going to be an amazing way just to move your energy around and just get a little bit of motivation that eventually will turn into inspiration, because motivation is inspiration in movement. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. So, everybody ready? Here we go.
You.
right. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Joining us here live in the forum tonight, we're going to be joined by the Reverend Goddess Charmaine in the house tonight. Welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix. Okay, so here we go. Let's go ahead and bring the Reverend Goddess Charmaine on. I believe she's on the phone line. Peace and greetings to you. Let's see, maybe that wasn't the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. If she's on the line, I know she'll press 1 so that I can find her on the board here so that we can definitely get with her as well. Let's see if this is her. Reverend Goddess Charmaine, peace
yes.
and greetings.
Yes, peace.
Yes. There you are.
Goddess blessings, Miss Blue.
Oh, yes. Blessings to you. It's so good to have you in the house. It's good to have you come back. This is the first show that we'll be doing this year so far.
Yes.
2012, you're here live in the remix, and it couldn't be on a more perfect day that we can begin to get into this energy to talk about those things that you are so much about. And I just kind of want to give an introduction a little bit. I'll let you kind of go into that a little bit more. But I wanted people to know a little bit about your background. If you guys are not familiar with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, like I said, all things sexuality, all things spirituality, she really merges these two together. She's a sex educator, a ordained minister, a author, a goddess, a mother. We could go on. We could definitely go on to all the amazing things that you've done. But I want to welcome you here tonight. I know we have a lot of things that we're going to be covering and also doing tonight. So I'll allow you this moment here to just go ahead and introduce yourself again.
Well, hey, everyone. I'm Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I teach Tantra, and it's actually my ministry. And Tantra is the unification of sex and spirit. And spirit is what I call thought and action. Tantra is actually ritualized sex. Now, my life kind of just, you know, I'm really not much different from any other person listening, you know, but the only difference in my life is something had to change or I wouldn't even be here right now, basically.
Really?
Many avenues in my life where I could have probably ended up on welfare with 5 kids, in jail with a smile, and a gang, or a goddess. So thank goddess. It's goddess. And for me, you know, it's really about living a life based on what I was told or how I was told I was supposed to live. Believing that and trusting in the elders or, you know, the authority or school or whomever it is, your parents, whatever it is. And living a life being told to live this way and finding sadness and depression in that way. There were obviously moments where I was happy because I was supposed to be, you know, but really what turned around for me is being in a marriage, being extremely overweight, and I went on strike in my marriage and really basically stopped doing anything. And because there was violence, there was abuse, there was all kinds of things going on. And what really, really shifted for me was speaking to a priest about the problems in my marriage. And the priest said to me, because spiritually, I've always had a felt sense in my body that there is God. And there is a higher being that is connected to all of us and connected to this planet. That's something that's just been a knowing for me as even as a young child. So I didn't really have an issue as to where I was going to church. I just was in a place where I wanted to feel that energy with other people. So my ex-husband was a Catholic, and I was in the Catholic church, and I was speaking to the priest about our problems, and he said to me, let's pray for him. Let's pray for my husband. And that's when it dawned on me, who is going to pray for me? And that's when I realized I needed to take back my power. I didn't even know I had given it away. I was just doing everything for everyone all the time because that's what you do as a woman. You take care of everybody.
Yes.
You take care of your kids. You go to work if you have to, you know. But I had completely no relationship with myself, just the relationship of being whatever they needed me to be, wife, mother, you know, good person, whatever. And when I started to take back to pray for myself, that's when I really feel I was saved. I looked in the mirror and I asked God and myself to forgive myself for the things that I'd done. And it made a big difference in my life. And I was able to get out of that marriage, and I was able to get involved with a man where I was able to ask questions that seemed out of the box. And, and you know, I said, don't you think something more should be happening in sex? He was like, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Because I had already started meditating, which really helped me to empower myself in the marriage.
Yeah.
And I helped myself get out of my marriage. So we started studying Tantra together. I read a book by Margot Anon and started practicing the exercises. Yeah. I couldn't even pronounce the words correctly in the book at the time. But it completely saved my life. Just really embracing the consciousness of me, of I am, of I matter. You know, is putting myself back on the list shifted my life. And from then on, I went into other things. My life just completely transformed at that point. And I became a surrogate, a sex surrogate in Manhattan, and learned about the body. And also, as an alternative healing center, we studied, you know, Tantra there, which when I got the job there, the place was in transition. So it wasn't like I went there because they were going to be studying Tantra. It just aligned with my life. My boyfriend was a nudist, and I became a nudist with him, which, again, was like, oh, my God, I'm standing outside naked at the beach. Once I took my clothes and never put them back on. People don't invite me over to the house because I want to come naked, you know?
Right.
So that led into, you know, then my love of spirit came back, and I ended up in seminary as an interfaith minister and finding my avenue. And, you know, my Reiki, hypnosis, aromatherapy, it all just kind of aligned into the things that helped me heal and become whole in my own body, I learned and trained in to be able to be there for others.
Beautiful.
And ritualized sex is absolutely amazing because, you know, I think that's one area of our lives that we're not necessarily raised to talk about in a healthy and also in a spiritual way. So it's fascinating to me to learn about Kama Sutra and Tantra, where you could take something that seemed like you're not supposed to talk about it, or you don't tell anybody about those feelings, but yet everybody's sneaking around the corner and the side of the bed and hiding on the side of the house to grab a kiss, you know, because it's something that we need from each other. What the fuck is going on? I mean, even before I became an artist, even before I went into a dysfunctional marriage, I knew something was up when I was able to have a guy's penis. It's really lingam, but I didn't know lingam when I was 16 and 17. And my mouth, and I was thanking God for it. I was like, this is amazing that he's even letting me do this. You know?
Right.
We know something is alive. So in ritualized sex, there's just the association of the divine present in the body and the sexual energy of life force. And I found a way through my journey to live this and to practice this with those that want to know about it. And incorporate it in their life, from the wildest way I can to as simple as a nude meditation. I do clothing optional erotic enlightenment groups. I do clothes on groups. I do, and all around goddess philosophy and tantra. And being ordained a minister, I became Reverend Charmaine, and then I went through an initiation in 2000 as goddess and became Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Shifts in my life that also make you responsible for an anointing or a crown or acknowledgement in this life. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. So much so. In such a powerful way. And thank you for sharing that, because that really just kind of brings the background for those who may not be familiar with your work. And later on, we'll definitely give out ways that you guys can get in contact with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine as well. Plus, we have some good giveaways that we're going to be doing here tonight. I want to talk about sort of this human and divine love, because I know that's more of the theme that we're going to go into tonight, and really begin to explain the difference, because it is a big difference between human love and then divine love.
Yes. I'm going to speak about it in as practical a way as I can right now. One mistake I think I've learned over the years, when we talk about, ooh, divine love, does that mean I'm floating in the air? People are like, back in the day, you know, when people meet me, you know, the Reverend Goddess, if people know me, they know me. They know Reverend Goddess, Mother Goddess, Ghetto Goddess, you know, Harmony Goddess, putting it all together. But something that's really amazing about human and divine love is divinity is really a universal consciousness.
Yes.
Divinity is, again, in my definition, especially through Tantra, we're talking about free will. We're talking about choice.
Right,
so I want
right.
people to understand that when we're talking about divine love, when we're talking about human love, divine love is basically, now just basic, I'm not getting to the high level yet, I'm getting into us to really understand the words that are coming out of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
When we say, I wish for world peace,
right,
divine love, it's a universal
divine.
Concept.
Mm-hmm.
When we say, you know, when we pray, when there, we find out things are going on in the world and in a part of the world, when we send love into that place, that is a divine love. We're not physically
right.
there and physically in charge of, you know, sending energy to those people or laying hands, you know, or being in an ongoing relationship. So we are in divine love. Basically understanding that, you know, when you say to someone, you know, third world countries or any suffering children or anything like that that you're not in physical contact with, you're going into a universal
right.
consciousness of divine love.
Yes.
Human love is an actual physical contact, a relationship with another person.
Right.
Very easy to understand human love, especially for those of us that have children. Those
yes,
of us
so
that
true.
Are in ongoing relationships with people that we've chosen to be with. We develop human love.
Yes.
And what goes on specifically in human love is there's this unconscious contract that we're making with people when we say, I love you. We start
right.
to demonstrate love. See, demonstrating love helps us to be love.
Right.
When we say, I love you, we're not necessarily in the being of love. But we are making a contract to a particular target when we say, I love you. Let me
yeah.
tell you a little bit more about this, which is really kind of freaky when I started learning all this and understanding and experiencing this. When we're making contracts with people and we don't even know we're making a contract with them, so
right.
many people, I love you, oh, I love you, oh, I love
oh,
you, oh,
yes.
I love you, oh, baby, I love you, you know?
Yes,
what ends
yes.
up happening, we actually are dependent and codependent on that love energy.
Yes, yes.
People thrive off of each other because we're supposed to.
Yes, we
are. Our energy fields are fulfilled and depleted by our actual contact with each other. This really
mm-hmm.
cool thing about human love, I would say the biggest, the fastest way to grow or to experience your human love contract with a person would be lovers.
Right.
You know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your married partner, whoever that may be. Those are the ones that you can really check your stuff out with, okay? Now, I love you. We have human love. Physical love.
Right.
I want to be with you. I want to share myself with you. I love you. And I demonstrate this love through an ongoing commitment.
Yes.
Now, what happens to us energetically is that we're always, you know, sharing this energy with each other when we are actually in physical contact of each other. When we're around
right.
each other, we are sending and sharing energy together. And then when we go away from each other, that connection doesn't cease. It continues.
No, it continues. Yes, it does.
Right. And after a period of time, though, you'll start to feel like, oh, wait a minute, where's my baby? Where's my love?
Where's he at? Yeah,
I need,
what
yeah, I need to be filled. And you find yourself drawing yourselves back to each other, and the most, and the quickest and the strongest way to fulfill each other and extend each other's aura is through sex.
Yes.
And we're drawn to continue to have that union, and that union expands our energy field. We make love, we have sex, and we're filled, and we're floating, and we're in the love contract.
Right.
We also notice when you have problems in that relationship, how the energy is depleted. How you are
yes.
feeling in your body, what is going
right.
on. Yeah. And so we need to recognize that because when we declare our love for a person, we are making a contract.
Yes.
I don't want all y'all walking around talking about, I can't say I love you, but I want you to be aware. You know, I tell people,
right.
you know, if I'm sitting down in a group, right, and I'm having service or I am running a workshop, and if I say to them, I love you, let's think about it for a moment. Am I in a physical contract with these? With the, let's say we have 100 people in the room. And
right.
I say, I love you. I love you, everyone. God is blessings. I love you. Would you think that's more divine love or human love?
Oh, most definitely divine.
Exactly. The person's, you know, the physical relationship, my relationship with my daughter, my relationship with the people that I am in tangible contact with on a regular basis.
Yes.
That's the human love and the group divine love. We want to recognize that because sometimes the mistake between divine and human love happens. And we can have all kinds of consequences in those relationships because, you know, we have acquaintances that we like and we enjoy being in contact with them whenever that is going on, whatever that is that's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you know, we say, I love you. What ends up happening is we take on a level of responsibility if we don't understand in our own consciousness what is divine and human love.
That's right.
All right, so everyone want to get what I'm talking about because if I am embracing someone that comes to me for a private session and, you know, we say, oh, love you, you know, sometimes you see someone over a period of time, you do develop a softness or a desire for them to have bliss in their life. And you say, I love you to that person. But then what ends up happening in human or divine love, if you don't, if the person that is saying the I love you is not conscious of, okay, I'm saying I love you to this person. Am I experiencing a human or a divine love? Am I desiring to spend time with this person, to share space and energy with this person? Why am I saying I love you? Or am I saying I love you as a universal concept?
Right.
You know, and then that way, my love you, I love you, love you. Bye.
Love you. Yes, love you.
It's almost like the God bless. God bless you. God is blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that. Mm-hmm. And so we know that with certain words, we know if we say God bless or God is blessings, that we're saying more of a universal divine love. But we need to see how we're actually working that in the associations we're having with people that we're in contact with. If I love my daughter and then I say to a person, I love you, that I see maybe once a month, those are different types of relationships, yet there are a level of human love if I'm in physical contact with that person once a month. But what is the degree of responsibility for the energy exchange?
Right, and this is what I wanted to say. I think that's an excellent point and one that definitely should come out. Also with that, because sometimes we enter into these relationships and we do have these feelings of love, but yet it is not verbalized. So I don't want people to necessarily think that it is only that way, because we do have body wisdom that we can actually enter into these things of love too.
Yes. Now, this is where the really cool crossover comes into it, where we're talking about desire and willpower. Now, all of us, everybody is most of the time in desire. You know, you call me up when you desire to have me on the show.
Right.
That's desire. We desire food. We desire sex.
Right.
You know, we desire whatever we desire. It's desire. The power comes into it when you can manifest it.
Exactly.
You have two people. You have two people in a room. Okay, let's just try to... I had one girlfriend. I didn't know back in the day really what was up, but I didn't know about the desire power stuff. But it was like, she would call me and tell me, let's go here. I don't want to go nowhere. She was like, come on, let's go. I don't feel like going. You're going to have fun. I don't want to go. Come on. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Her desire for her to have what she wanted with me was stronger than my desire not to go.
Right.
That's considered desire power. So we need to look at another part about desire. There is a scripture, a tantric quote that says, seek ye desires and achieve enlightenment. So on another level, desire is a unity consciousness. Everyone desires. People desire power. People desire success.
That's right.
People desire money. People desire all kinds of things. People desire a partner. People desire children. All kinds of things. But the thing about desire is once your desire is met, what happens?
That's right.
Desire is gone. So
desire is gone.
It's gone. So what ends up happening is we need to seek something else to desire. And this is where I think people or relationships shift and people don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may seek to become friends with someone and go out of my way to exert myself to meet the person and go out, let's go out to dinner, let's go out for drinks, and then we become friends.
Right.
And it's nice, and we're having this mutual friendship. And then after that desire, and I feel secure in that relationship, then I want to seek something else to accomplish. It's not a negative thing, but it's about understanding desire. Because couples are always something to talk about, because when we choose a partner, we're choosing someone, especially, and also friends can do this for us as well, but when you have someone that you're having sex with, that's where you really go to school quick. You know, that's where you're growing spiritually and psychologically. So people meet. They desire each other for various reasons. Oh, he's handsome. She's gorgeous. Oh, I like her ass. Oh, he'll make me look good when I go out with him. Oh, he's rich. She's not, you know, whatever. You desire them. Or for me, you know, I desire people that know about Tantra, people that are nudists. I get turned on if I find out. I tend to seek out those things because that's a desire of mine. And it's just a desire. That's what I want, you know. When people come together, they desire to be together, and they do whatever they can to make sure that those desires get met. They meet.
They enjoy each other.
They get together. All of a sudden, oh, my God, I just can't stand being without this person. Let's live together.
That's right.
And they work on that, and they get that. Then they live together. Then they're like, why is this feeling going away? Because the desire was met.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with making love, which we'll talk about making love. A little bit later. But we need to recognize desires get met. When they get met, the desire dies. Then you go into another level of desire, which is really cool about friendships and coupleship vibrations, because things are always changing in the nature of relationships, because every moment is a new moment.
A new one.
We need to recognize that every moment is a new moment. We cannot expect the same moment in this now. So if we understand that every moment is a new moment, we know that Friday night the remix is happening. Okay? We have agreements. You are committed to that. You love it. That is your love vibration happening when you are making a commitment to something and you're doing it on a regular basis. But each show is a brand new show.
So
you know, it sets a forum for people to come together and experience something new. Even with me on the show, again, it is a new experience with Reverend Goddess. You know,
and even me as the host. That's right. It's different every show. Yeah,
we need to know that that's what's happening in each moment. That way, in each moment, you have an opportunity for the new. You have the opportunity to grow. You have the opportunity to experience desire at another level. Seek ye desires, and you can achieve enlightenment, because every moment of desire is happening now. If we say, now we're living together, now what? Why don't you want me the way you did before? Forget about the past. You know, just understand desire. Understand the power of it, and then you can say, okay, this is how we live, so what's going to be our next thing to do together?
That's right.
What are we going to keep incorporating in our lives as a new experience? Because, we're always going to want to eat every day. We're always going to want to drink every day. We're always going to want to have sex every day. It's just not the same sex every day.
Can't be.
So you have your level of desire. I had a friend once who loved this man, and she was trying to build up the courage to tell him how much she loved him. And it was really something to me to witness this, because when she got the courage to tell this guy that she was in love with him, he did not feel the same way.
Right.
And that was that. You know, she told him.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. He went on about his business, you know.
right.
Excuse me. You know, so she had the courage to express her love, but her desire for him didn't change him. It didn't make him be with her. But she was able to express that. That's one level. But then you have the ones that desire. I mean, I have an actual experience. This guy was after me. First he sent me an email. Oh, because we met a few times, and he was like, I feel this way. I think you feel the same way. I'd like us to go out to lunch. I wasn't interested.
Right.
I was like, well, what did he get that feeling from? Oh, that's my universal love. You know. So he asked me out. I wasn't interested. He kept calling me. He emailed me again. I did not respond to the email. Then he called me. I said, I don't know. And then I started to get he's really going after this, right? He's really going after this. I still let it wait for a while. Then he really started getting a little bit more pushy, because it was his desire to get with me. So finally, his desire power won out my desire not to be with him. And we ended up going out to lunch. We ended up having a relationship for a while. Every step of the relationship was a level for him to get to have an experience with me, to do something else with me the next time. And I mean, when I look back on it, I see the whole relationship was a process for him to get to challenge, to have this stronger desire with me. The first thing was to go out to lunch. The next thing was to spend the day together. The next thing was to have sex. The next thing was to whatever other kind of things he wanted to experience. It was more of a pushing and a hunger for him. And these were his desires. And each time he got what he wanted from me, he would go to another level until he was completely fed. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed over the months, I would say, you know, probably this was like just under a year, I say, we saw each other. Towards the end, I noticed, you know, the dates weren't as frequent. And then then they just kind of fell apart. At this point, I was aware that I had gotten involved with someone that I really didn't want to be involved with. And I allowed myself to connect and go on to an ongoing relationship because it's kind of, you know, because my feelings changed because I did get involved with them and we did see each other. But in the beginning, it was all about his desire power. His desire power was strong. And that's what we need to look at when we are going after things in our lives, the level of desire and the power of your desire to achieve what you want. Because if your desire power is strong, you might be able to change someone else's energy and someone else's mind, you know?
Right.
Oftentimes, I have walked into a space, you know, people don't have, you know, in the beginning, I mean, I've been doing this work for almost 2 decades now. But in the beginning, people didn't know who Reverend Goddess was, you know?
Right.
But my commitment to the consciousness, my commitment to my lifestyle, my commitment to incorporating Tantra into my life shifted the way they saw me. And then they recognize and they see the goddess in me. And what do people say? Goddess.
Yeah.
They see the goddess. They acknowledge the goddess in me in my life. That is how I come off. Yeah. When people say, hey, who are you? What do you do? I say, I'm a goddess. You are a goddess. You know?
Yes.
My desire to incorporate the divine feminine in my life changed me so much that I had an actual experience and I started to live my life and incorporate things in my life, the way I live, the way my home is decorated, the way I dress, things that I can
do
to bring out that desire I have to be goddess. It's all desire. And each level is another level of growth in that desire. And what is the confirmation? The people around me resonate with it because it's another love contract I made to the consciousness of the goddess in my life. People came to me, Blue, when I first was initiated and became Reverend Goddess years ago. This guy said to me, I met someone in New York, whatever. Hi, hi, hello, who are you? How are you? Whatever, how you introduce yourself with somebody. Hi, I'm Reverend Goddess. The guy said, you're Reverend Goddess? How can you call yourself a goddess? I will never forget it, he asked me. How can you call yourself a goddess? And I said, how can I? How can I not?
How can you not? How can I be Blue Raspberry Wing?
Right.
How can I not?
Exactly. That was it. And that he's like, oh, well, excuse me. You know, because I owned it. That was my desire. That was my relationship to the commitment and my lifestyle. And that's a level of desire power where you can see it extending beyond you into your environment and to the people around you, a collective consciousness of your desire.
Yes.
Then you get will. Because then that's what I tell you about willpower. We'll get into how we can make love, and then we can talk about some blessings.
Yes.
Now, willpower is really cool. Willpower is, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It's willpower. Willpower is not desire. Willpower has no thought about it at all. Desire has a lot of feeling. We get all passionate, you know. But willpower simply is. Willpower goes beyond the body. It goes beyond thought. So the way I can explain this would be in, let's say, a challenge that we have in our lives. Let's say that there's something that you do, you physically do, you have a habit, and you don't like the habit. There are people that say, I'm not going to smoke anymore, I quit.
Yes.
They'll lighten up 30 minutes later.
Yes.
Because your desire power to smoke is stronger than your willpower.
Right.
Willpower is beyond thought. It is beyond body. That means I personally made a decision recently in my life, and it was to end a relationship that I was in for a couple of years, lover stuff going on, right? Right. So I felt that in order for me to, my desire to have a change in the type of fake relationship I was having with this one person, I wanted to have another type of relationship. So, but I felt by continuing the relationship with this person was going to get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of tough because we were used to being together, sexually
right.
used to being with each other, desiring each other, things like that. And, you know, I'm a grown woman. I got needs. I'm like, Lord
right.
have mercy. So when I, this is really for real. So when I chose to end the relationship, it was like, my pussy was like, Mama, wait a minute. You know? So my physical desire
right.
to have sex, I had to put that aside because of my willpower helped me to release the desire, the physical desire to have sex with this person. It was stronger than my physical. So what happened is I become horny or I see the person and I feel the desire, but the willpower cuts it right off. No,
mm-hmm.
that's not going
yeah.
on anymore. And that's the end
right.
of it. No thought about it. It just shows up. It just is. Okay? So the greatest way to really understand how willpower works for us, it is stronger than the physical desire to act.
That's right.
And we need to recognize how our willpower can show up for us, especially if we are trying to incorporate things in our lives or release things in our lives that are no longer serving us. Your willpower does that. Your desire, my desire to stop smoking, desire is not going to stop me from smoking. Cause it is a physical desire. Willpower is going to stop me from smoking because willpower goes
right.
beyond the body. Is beyond thought. The reasons why I smoke, when I become stressed, my body gets this tired, it needs to, whatever else it needs to do, I pick up a cigarette. But in willpower, it is beyond all the physical needs. It just simply shows up for you energetically, and you do not have the desire. It goes away because willpower showed up. And that's really the simplest way I can put it, so we can see how we can apply that and those understandings in our lives. Got it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right. So now we could talk about making love, but first maybe we want to talk about how we are actually becoming tantric in our making love.
Yes.
Because when I talk about sex, you know, I was bugging out with a friend because, oh, Lord have mercy. You know, it's like, you know, for me, tantra, I was telling someone, I know it's not a fetish. Tantra is not a fetish, you know. But, if a man starts praying, my legs want to start spreading. You know,
right,
I get
right,
so turned
right.
on to the spiritual. So it's like, you know, tantra is really ritual sex. And so when we're looking at, you know, I'm talking about lingam and yoni blessing, I'm talking about a consciousness. I'm talking about words. I'm talking about action. And you have, you know, when people come to me in groups and people come for private sessions, one thing that goes on is meditation and prayer.
Right.
And there's considered a body anointing. So I want to share with people, and you can kind of do this with me, you know, if you want to incorporate tantra into your life or just kind of get, what does it feel like to be tantric? You know, because if there's anything that you want in your life, you want to feel a really tangible energy or a sensation in your body that says, yes, this sounds right to me. Because it doesn't
That's
matter
right.
what I say or anybody else says. If something doesn't feel right, it's not your truth. Tantra is my truth.
That's
Goddess
right.
is my truth. Yeah, that's
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, and people see that in all the challenges that I have in my life, I go to my goddess. I go to my truth, the balancing of the divine feminine and the sacred masculine in my life through the lingam yoni, through the
right.
penis and through the pussy. You know,
right.
I always tell
right.
people, you want to look up in the sky and see the yoni and the lingam in the sky. You know, I feel if we can worship the very portals that bring us into physical existence, we could really release a lot of the suffering and the abuse that we have in this world over the body.
That's right.
You know, so I think tantra has been a very valuable and useful tool for me to really access that part
of
myself through my body. So first, you know, I would ask you, these are little, like, anything that I say that, you know, you hear, everyone hears, you can write down, you can kind of, you know, email me later or whatever, and try just to apply some of it in your life and see if you get a sensation in your body that says, yes, this feels kind of cool.
That's right. Yes, because your body will tell you. Your body will respond to it. You know where the truth is coming from. So
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So first I would say, you know, just listening to me right now, just close your eyes. And just kind of feel your breathing. Just kind of just ride the wave of your breathing, whether it's coming in through your nose and out through your mouth. In and out through your mouth, in and out through your nose, just the rise and the fall of your breath. And now, just allow yourself to thank your body. And just repeat after me. Just say, I thank my body for being with me all these years. My body is a living temple, and I bless it. I thank my body for being with me all these years. My body is a living temple, and I bless it. Now, notice when you said that to yourself, how it felt in your body. Did you have a sensation in your body?
Right.
You know? That is a powerful technique for connecting to your body spirit. Body spirit is the way I think about my body. Spirit is thought in action. So your body spirit is the way you think about your body and the way you act regarding your body. Okay?
That's right.
Because spirituality is an active relationship with God, Goddess, whatever your source is, whatever you call it. Spirituality, creation spirituality, is an ongoing active relationship with your source, okay? So that means, you know, every day, how do I live my spiritual life in my body, in my consciousness, in my environment? I have routines that I do that inspire me, invoke me to continue to be who I am. I light my candles on my altar every morning.
Yes,
and books there. I have my shaman cards. You know, we have those things that when we look at it, it is an expression of what's going on within. The body spirit is the same way. How do I think about my body? How am I feeling about my body? You are your best friend. If I wake up one morning not feeling that good in my body, not liking my belly or my ass, if it's going to happen, my ass is going to get naked and stand in front of the mirror for a minute and bless my body because it's the only body I got, you know? And loving the body gives me the energy to make any changes I need to make in the body. Okay?
Right.
That's something that we can do, too, because you can have a conversation with your body. You can say, you know, I think I need to lose 5 or 10 pounds here. I think I need to have more sex. Or I think we need to, you know, have a bigger ass, a bigger breast. I don't know, whatever you want to shift. You can have a relationship with your body and have a conversation, all right, through the body spirit consciousness. So that's a way to first just, you know, what is your relationship to your body? How do you feel or think about your body? How do you express that consciousness even with others? When you speak someone gives you a compliment, are you like, oh, really? You know, someone says, you look great. Are you like, really? I do? Oh, my God, you know?
Right,
or do you say,
right.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing, you know? Because I'm going to tell you about yourself. That's a spiritual relationship, and it's going to manifest itself in other areas of your life if you're not loving your body right.
Because
your body's going to, you know, kick your ass. You want to do the nice blessings for the body because sometimes if I am not acting right with my body, I just got off the couch last week. I wasn't feeling well. My body said, rest. You know, sometimes, you know, as Goddess, people say, ask me, my daughter, the kids, anybody will say, hey, what's up? What are you doing? This is what I say. A goddess's work is never done.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm out here doing this and making miracles happen. I'm all flying all over the
place.
That's
right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many things I do in a day. I am amazing. But then all of a sudden, I was exhausted and I got sick. And I got sick like for a week and a half. I was shocked. Not me. Oh, no, I don't have time for this. I was talking to my body. I'm like, you better get me off this couch. My body won. Okay, so now you thank your body, you honor your body. Okay, it's a very simple thing to do to bless your body and thank your body. And notice how that felt. Then we have this really cool, and this is really, I love this. This is a five-fold kiss, right? So now, So now, you could do this for yourself. But if you if you right now are listening to me and you could do it for someone else, it's so sexy. So we'll do it twice. First, we'll do it for ourselves. And then those of you that can do it for someone else, this is a great, because it's a personal blessing. It's a body blessing, but it's also a body anointing to anoint another person's body. In my personal life, I love it when I get involved with a man that I can actually do this fivefold kiss before we make love. Because to me, it's like it's on once I anoint. You know, I get all like, you know. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the fivefold kiss, guys. You would kiss your fingers, and then you place your fingers on your feet. You just kind of tap. And you say, blessed are thy feet.
Blessed are thy feet.
Right. Then you bring your hands up again and you kiss your lips. I mean, you kiss your fingers. And then you place your hands over your knees. And blessed are thy knees.
Blessed are thy knees.
Right. Kiss again, your fingers. And then hands over your sex center. Blessed is thy sex.
Blessed is thy sex.
And then kiss again. And then hands over your heart. Blessed is thy heart.
Blessed is thy heart.
And then the last again is to put your fingers right back over your lips because you're blessing your lips. Blessed are thy lips.
And blessed are thy lips.
Are thy lips. Okay? So that's the fivefold kiss. Blessing thy feet, knees, sex, heart, and lips.
Yes.
Now, if you want to get grown folk about it.
Yeah.
All right. So one person lies down, and the other person. Now, this is how you can just, this is the way you do it, but it's not supposed to get all too crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to do a little bit of a nice thing. Okay. You kiss the feet with your lips. You don't have to do it with your hands. I'm talking about if you really know your partner, okay? If I'm
right,
doing a body anointing in a session, it's I use my fingers and I feet, knees, sex, heart, lips. But your partner, you know, we got this love contract with, you can use your tongue and you can kiss the feet and you say, blessed are thy feet, and you kiss. And then you crawl up to the knees and you say, blessed are thy knees, and you kiss. And then you crawl up between the legs and you say, blessed is thy sex, and you lick and you kiss. And you crawl up the body and you say, blessed is thy heart, and you kiss the heart. And then you look into his eyes or her eyes and you say, blessed are thy lips, and you kiss those lips and slide a little bit of tongue into it, then you can pull it out. And that's an anointing.
Yes.
And if you really, really want to get freaky with it, then you could do all the other good stuff. You know, you know, kiss and lick and suck. And then, but, you know, because you spin, that means if you're at the feet, you spend about 10 minutes licking the feet and the toes and everything, driving the person crazy. You know, that's your own variation from the feet, knees, sex, heart, and lips. That's the that's the fivefold kiss, body anointing for yourself and for others. Now, any questions, Lou?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have any questions? You want me to go
No, it's going well. I like the way you gave the breakdown of the fivefold kiss and just really kind of getting people, because that's one thing when it comes to really this interaction and having this sex. I like the way you took it from the individual level so that we can begin to bless our own bodies, because ultimately that's the best lover. The best lover is yourself.
Right.
And then be able to express that with our partners, you know, those that we're, you know, have that sort of that sacred contract with, and be able to explore that on so many different levels. You know, this topic here, even though this is what drives our culture, this is really sort of the foundation of what us as humans is built upon, it's still sort of that topic, even in the conscious community, that's somewhat taboo. As we go on and we get into sort of the yoni and the lingam, I want to talk about some of those things and different techniques about sex, and sort of kind of share sort of the just give some insight on those, or those who want to kind of step outside of their circles or their little boxes that they're in and begin to explore these things. So wonderful. Everything is going great.
Terrific. See, the cool thing, when you're getting into Yoni and Lingam, Tantra, when I talk about Yoni and Lingam blessing, I mean, it's like a trip, you know. One of the guys I went out with, you know, and you get to that place, you're going to have sex. Lord have mercy. I probably told you this story before, but it's always a trip to me.
Yes.
So, you know, you use a condom because, you know, true Tantra, you know, true Tantra. Y'all can ask me these questions later. Make notes if you're going to ask me questions later. So, and ask me to clarify something that I may say now that I won't go further with. But after we had sex, in Tantra, in Goddess, the man's seed, his semen is a seed, it's a gift. So if he can't put it into the body, you know, it's considered not fully given. So if it's in a condom or if it's outside of the body, you acknowledge the semen as gift by blessing it. It's either by saying, "Great Goddess, please receive his gift or my gift," if you are self-loving. Right. And so I have a very long, elaborate one that I do in ceremony and things like that. But for this person, after the first time we had sex, he's lying there, you know, he has the condom on, you know, and I say, can I bless your seed? He's like, okay. He's like lying there with his arm behind his head, like, whatever, fine. And I lay my hand and I say, "Oh, great Goddess, please receive his offering and continue to bless him with his divine birthright of prosperity on earth and healing for us all." And so it is. He looked at his dick with the condom on. He was like, "Well, what do I do with it now?" He just was like, wanted to cherish the seed. He's like, "Ah," I said, "No, it's okay. You can flush it." You know, he's like walking around, like looking at it, like he was transformed. You know,
it is.
And he had an actual sensation because of it. He said, "No one has ever did anything like that." He's done even what, you know. So that's a really nice blessing. And then when you get into Lingam and you get into Yoni, I want to talk about Lingam for a second. The yang energy. The yang energy, and when you really get into blessing, you're really looking at the yang energy, the masculine energy. This is what the energy is here for, to provide pleasure, protection, and prosperity.
Yes.
And so we're looking at that yang energy as that source. So when you can, part of the blessing, you know, is to hold that consciousness when you are in front of the lingam, to be aware of that is what's going on in that masculine energy. Now, everybody has masculine and feminine energy in them. But women, we are yin, and we have masculine energy in us, but we are yin. We are the keepers of the divine feminine energy.
That's right. Okay?
We are it is dwelling within us. Men have yin and yang energy in them, but they are the sacred masculine energy. They are the yang. Okay? They are the keepers of that sacred masculine, the sacred cock energy. We need to know that. Okay? That's why we're doing that. So when a person wants to come to me and honor me, he's going to honor the yin in me. He's going to honor the goddess in me, even though I have masculine energy in me, and I tell people often in my groups, if you can see my lingam right now, it'd be red, about 14 inches slamming into the earth. That's just my lingam talk, you know, psychic penis. But I am goddess, you know, and that is what, when you go to the yoni blessing is to the acknowledgement of the feminine and the woman. There are no other words like the yang energy. It's very different because yang is action energy. It provides pleasure, protection, and prosperity. But when you go to the pussy, when you go into the yoni, you're actually, what you're doing at that yoni is holding the consciousness, the energy of the divine feminine right there in front of you.
Right.
So when you are worshiping the yoni, you are actually just witness to the divine feminine. The woman is the keeper of the divine feminine energy in her womb, in her body. Mm-hmm. And when you are worshiping the yoni, that is what you're actually worshiping, that energy that she is dwelling in her body spirit.
Right.
When we are honoring the lingam, the sacred cock, we actually are honoring more the energy, the activity of the yang.
Yes.
To provide pleasure, protection, and prosperity. That's why we say more. We do more because it is an action energy. So these things, when you're getting into blessing, is very, very powerful in understanding why you're saying something. And so that way you can get the full benefit of the return. Because in our life, that's what we're all about. The whole healthy energy exchange out here is giving energy, receiving energy, and sharing pleasure. We thrive off of each other. We need each other through love, sex, conversation, sharing space, everything.
Yes.
The planet is giving to us. We are giving back to the planet. We are giving to each other. We are the one species, the human species, that can evolve and become greater than itself through our connection. And the most powerful way we can do this in the fastest way is through sex. And so when we are aware, when we are awake of the power of our sexual energy and our genital contact to each other that is going beyond the genitals, we can make miracles happen.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Oh,
so now a lingam ritual would be like if you have a lingam present, are there any lingams in the house? Lingam is penis, guys. Lingam is penis.
Any lingams in the house? With the real lingam, please stand up.
We have
up.
Some lingams. And we have yonis, too. I hope there's some yonis in the house. Holla. But first we're going to talk about lingam. Girl, let me tell you, I have beautiful, a person that carves lingams out of wood.
Oh, wow.
Sacred cock. And I have a couple on my altar. And they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. First time I knew that some were coming, I asked my brother, I said, listen, I'm getting a package. I'm getting some sacred cocks in the mail. Could you sign for them? My brother's like, I'm not signing for no dicks, sis. I'm sorry. I'm just not signing for the dicks. Please. I have to go. How can you get the... He's like, oh, no, I'm not doing it. So anyway, but he got it for me. My family bugged out on me. But, girl, let me tell you, when talk about truth demonstrates itself in your life, you do some of this stuff, and you see how you feel about yourself and how you approach life. And then you'll find out if you want to have a sacred cock on your altar or not, or a yoni. I have yoni, too.
That's right.
I have the Shiva Shakti, you know?
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, we got that going on. Okay, now, guys. So now, if you have a lingam around, just, you know, guys, if you're alone, guys, fine. You could do this ritual. If you're in partnership, you have your girlfriend or your boyfriend there with you, you could do this for your partner. Okay. Now, what I really love about this is an actual prosperity blessing ritual, okay? If you have any oil, olive oil, grab some oil. You don't need a lot. Maybe, you know, like a quarter cup, not much. And you want to bless the oil. So basically you would just like place your hand over the oil and say, you know, I charge this oil with life energy to bless and anoint, to remove any negativity or evil energy from anything that it touches. You know, intention is very, very important with things that we do. And you don't have to be a priest to make something holy. Okay?
Right.
Free will is consciousness. Free will is intention. So we can set energy and we can change energy, change oil, change water by our intentions and our association to it, okay? Okay, so that's just something very nice to do. It makes you feel better when you are sharing, you know, oil or anything that you're putting on a person's body, you know, you just kind of, you know, anoint it. People, you know, you probably find yourself doing this often. You may buy things and you say, oh, this is my massage oil for when my honey comes over.
Yes.
This is my oil I use only on my body after I take a bath. And you designate them for those things only, and that makes it holy. It makes it special for you. You have that extra sense of connection to that belief when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have some oil, you have lingam. And, guys, you know, if you're lying down or you're sitting up, if you can take off, make sure your lingam is exposed, please.
Pull the lingams out.
Yeah, pull the lingams out. We're all friends here. Family. Remix family. Okay. So now what I would do, you know, if you're doing the ritual for yourself, you take one hand and you place your lingam into your cupped hand. And if someone is doing the ritual for someone, just, again, take the lingam and just place it into your hand, like kind of just, you know, let your hand be like a little stage, just like lay the lingam there on your hand, palm of your hand. You take the oil, you put just 3 drops of oil on the lingam. And then you say, if you're saying it to the person, you say, I honor your lingam. for the yang energy it possesses to provide pleasure, protection, and prosperity. That's it. And once you do that, then you rub the lingam with the oil that's on it, you know, just like a nice massage, and lingam may get erect. This is not necessarily about erection so much. It is about anointing. It's about blessing. It's about acknowledgement. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for yourself, men, you hold your lingam and you drop 3 drops of oil onto your lingam. And you say, I honor my lingam for the yang energy it possesses to provide pleasure, protection, and prosperity.
Prosperity.
Okay? And you just massage the oil into your lingam, because that's blessed oil.
Right.
And that's the blessing. From that point on, you can do anything you want. You can lick and suck the lingam, stroke the lingam, love the lingam,
right,
get a nice erection from, you know, the whole setting the stage with the intention before we get the rise of the lingam. That sounds like a movie. Rise of the lingam.
The rise of the lingam.
you know, when you set this kind of intention and blessing, and then everything else just has so much more meaning.
Yes, yes.
Which is what Tantra is about, the ritual sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point, ritual sex, sacred sex, in comparison to profane sex. Profane sex is just kind of when you're kind of gone, not aware. And
that's
sex,
right,
becomes just more about goal. I want to come. I want to have sex with that person. You don't care even if that person even enjoys the sex. Or maybe your ego wants to make sure they get off so you can feel good about yourself. That's profane,
right,
sex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the yoni, if you have any yonis around that want to be honored, this is what you do, really. Like I said earlier, the woman's energy is very, very different. The yang energy is really about acknowledging the divine feminine, the goddess,
yes,
in that woman, dwelling in that body of that woman. So the legs are kind of like the way the women, where you would lie with your, like almost like a butterfly, where your feet,
yes,
would come together and your knees would drop to the side, right? And you kind of like, mm-hmm, making like that diamond. And then,
right,
the person or you would pour the oil, 3 drops, over your lingam, over your pubic area, you know, down your lips. And the oil is actually massaged in first. And then you will hold, and if a person is doing the worship, you will hold your hand, the right hand or both hands, over the opening of the yoni, sending and sharing, really sending light energy from the palm,
mm-hmm,
of your hand into the yoni. Really just kind of, this is the womb. This is the portal.
Yes.
This is the portal of the goddess. This goddess dwells within this woman. She is the keeper of the divine feminine. I'm saying these things so you know it in your consciousness. You're not necessarily saying it, but you,
right,
can.
Right.
You know, if you,
right,
if you're a woman that is not really tapped into this divinity within you, you may want to have,
oh,
these kind of words being said to you. You know?
That's right.
You know, and what you're doing is you're holding your hands at the opening of the yoni, and you're sending that light energy, white light, yellow light, golden light, into the pussy.
Yeah.
Because that energy needs to be acknowledged and witnessed by others.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right,
we can lie there, women, you lie there, your legs in a butterfly position, you drop the oil there, you massage the oil there, then you place your hands at your yoni, just above your yoni or cupping your yoni, placing your other hand at your heart. Okay?
Yes, the other. Yeah.
Yeah. And just getting into that space of honoring your yoni, honoring the goddess in you. You are the keeper of the divine feminine energy in your body. It dwells within you. You're acknowledging that through this yoni blessing.
Right.
And then once that, if a person is doing the yoni worship, once you spend some time, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, just sending that energy into the yoni, and if she is relaxed, the woman is now feeling relaxed and safe, she moves right next door to Desire. Hello.
Yes,
so then
yes,
you are welcome to lick and insert the yoni. Only three things a woman needs to feel in order to give her full self to penetration is to feel safe, relaxed, and desired.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's very important to understand, that even for us women to understand that we can reach our 9 levels of orgasm that way and really learn how to go into multiple orgasms from being feeling safe, relaxed, and desired before we actually go into union. Then we can stay in union longer if we're actually experiencing that. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So, any
questions? Yeah, one of the questions that someone posed in the chat room was, would it be good to do this with the jade egg?
That would get more into what we talk about is yoni worship. Now, with the jade egg, you would do what we call yoni reflexology.
Right. That's more after the act. This is the blessing. This is sort of the introduction.
Yeah,
I guess you can do whatever you want, but if you're doing the blessing, you want it to just kind of be untainted and just recognize it independently. First.
Yeah, you can go after you do your anointing and you send energy into your yoni, then you can insert the jade egg. You can do reflexology, you know, because you're doing strength training when you're using the jade egg and your yoni. And that's a different exercise. But that's a great exercise to talk about, you know, if you want to. It's just the blessing is the blessing. And the yoni reflexology or using the egg is perfect for just exercising and, you know, getting into if you're using it for self-love, you know. So that's that.
Beautiful.
Question. Now,
beautiful.
You know, can I talk about making love?
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Okay. Now, listen to this. Now, this is what's really going on out here. You ever find yourself, you know, getting involved in your relationship, all excited? Oh, I want that person. Oh, my desire power is strong. We're all involved and we're having sex. We're having a great time with each other. And all of us, somewhere along the way, it doesn't seem like it's, like, really working out. Like, you know, we're not having as much sex or, you know, he's having a hard time getting an erection. She's not getting an orgasm or what's happening. It wasn't like this before.
Right.
To see about if we can get into the newness, how I talked about every moment is a new moment, right?
Yes.
Making love is really about no technique.
Okay? Yes.
No thought. Mm. Just being into the space, like I said to you before, when you're in a love contract with someone and we are dependent and codependent with each other and strengthen each other's auras, we come together because we love and need each other, and that's what we do. And when we come together and we make love, we you know, inspire each other, we charge each other's auras up, and when we go on about our business and we seem like we're not physically together, that connection is not lost.
Right.
But when you start to make love and you go on to a relationship, what tends to happen is each time we come together and we have sex with our partner, we are still having sex from the past, not necessarily in the now.
Right.
And what I mean by that, we say, oh, yeah, she likes it when I do it this way. Oh, he likes it when I do this. And they like this is his favorite position. And I'm not saying that all of those things are bad, but there's a time limit. And then you get to a place where those things aren't even, they don't even feel the same anymore. It's like then you're looking for new experiences. You have a desire to have a new experience so that you can feel the same charge you used to feel when you were having sex with your partner. And we wonder why.
Right.
And so in understanding about making love, what we're really doing when we're actually making love, we're actually revealing the divine feminine masculine to each other.
Right.
We're actually making God, making goddess. Because that's the one area where we actually become vulnerable when we're having orgasms, when we're like having, you know, expressing sounds that we don't normally express to anybody else. So we're actually creating a new energy when we're locked our bodies with another person. But if you're so concerned about are they going to come or what's going to happen here and this and that, you get stuck in the past and you get more into programming and technique and not in the now and not in making love. So I would ask you and invite you to approach your partner like the new person that they are in this moment. I'm not the same person I was yesterday. I may have habits and responsibilities and obligations, but I am not the same person. I need to not treat myself like that, because that's how we get stuck and locked in and get into bondage in our life, and we're realizing, oh, you know, I may be goddess and I have been doing this work for 2 decades, but I am a new individual every moment. I am always creating a new way to relate my goddess consciousness to myself and to others, you know?
Right.
So we want to talk about that way we make love with our partners new every single time we come together. I am going to experience that cock in my pussy like I have never experienced it before.
Right.
That's what you want to say. Not, you know... Yeah. I hope I last long, because she really likes it when I last long. You know?
Right.
You want to just try to get yourself, introduce yourself to the idea that this is a brand new experience with my partner. You know, it's just like when two people go on a trip someplace they've never gone before. Well, let's do that in our bedrooms. Let's try to see if it's possible for us to actually make love. Let's make new. So just think about it, guys. Think about, like, I am being with this person to share my body in this now with you because I choose to. You know? I am choosing. I am in my divinity. I am choosing to share and make new with you right now. And that doesn't look like anything. It just is. And that's how relationships can be charged up. And that's how relationships can continue to be, to grow and to thrive. If we can let the experience of making love. And I really want to say, like, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you are no longer feeling attracted to your partner or stimulated by your friends or whatever, something's gone. Because stimulation is expanding the energy field. You know, we shouldn't be involving ourselves and sharing energy with anything that we can't share the energy with. Because healthy energy exchange is giving, receiving, and sharing. And if you're going to use life force energy in a way that feels dead, then that needs to be acknowledged, and you get yourself out of the situation. But maybe it happens to be that we're so programmed in society on how we're supposed to have sex, how we're supposed to do sex, that we get so fucked up that we're locked in a box and in bondage in our own sex life because we can't bring God into it. Even though we say, oh, God, every time we come, we can't bring the divine into it.
Right.
When we actually are acknowledging the divine, I'm penetrating this portal of this woman who is the keeper of the divine feminine. Now, that's sexy.
That's very sexy.
I get to suck the cock of this man because he lets me. See, people don't think about it like that. Like, it's a gift when we reveal our bodies to each other. People don't think about it like that. That we are actually gifting each other with our sexual energy, with our portals, with our ass, with our breasts, with our mouths, with our eyes, with our ears, you know? We're actually gifting each other with these things. And it should be, the consciousness should be, we are making new in this moment. We are making love. It doesn't have to look like what yesterday was like. It is. And that's just a consciousness that we can bring into the way we're having our sex play. And guys, you know, I like ritual sex. But it doesn't mean I don't like a wham bam thank you ma'am. That doesn't mean that.
Right.
My last relationship, he was like, you know, I in my last relationship we were at least every full moon we did a ritual. But all the other times we had sex, he did like it when I blessed him though. He did like it, like if we had sex and he didn't come inside of me. One time he went after me. He's like, wait a minute, you didn't bless it. You didn't bless it. And he liked it, you know. And I'm sorry, baby. Here, bless, receive, you know. So, you know, you have something special you can share with someone that makes that encounter divine.
Right.
You know. Okay. Any questions?
Oh, we are doing wonderful. We are live with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine tonight, and talking about all things of sex and spirituality coming together. This is a great time. I want to give out your website, have you give that out, so people can know how to get in touch with you. You have lots of goodies over on your website. I know you have a new project coming out as well. You can tell us about that also.
Okay, terrific. My website is Sensuous Mystic. That's www.sensuousmystic.com, sensuousmystic.com. And I am in the process of soon releasing my second book. It is my sacred erotica. Yeah. And, Lord have mercy. I've been part of my full moon ritual to the goddess for over 7 years has been to write a sacred erotica. It's a fantasy, but it actually is based, every story I write is based off an actual experience that I have. And then in it, I make it a fantasy, so it kind of gets kind of wild. And I'm very, you know, I'm very explicit in the way that I write and I explain things. But it, and each story has a kind of ritual involved that you could actually apply in your life. And so for years I've been writing these stories, and I've been asked and invited by people saying, you know, you should write a book. This should be a book. This is gonna be great, you know. So I finally decided to write a book, and there are some special stories on the site that are in the book, but there's also a bonus story that is not going to go on the website, and it's intense, insane, awesome sex. I can't tell you. It is, I don't know. I got to write and then go self-love, write, go self-love, go find, please. And people that read some of my stuff, they're like, goddess, I was reading, but I had to go wake up my boyfriend. So he was very happy with that, you know. And one girlfriend wrote, she was reading. It's like, you know, it's wonderful. And I have a lot of people supporting me. Ms. Blue has wrote a beautiful endorsement for my book, Connie. I appreciate it. And
I thank you for asking.
And it's really showing me the truth of actually writing a book is that the universe is responding in kind, you know, with the way people have showed up for me in support of it. You know, that's how truth demonstrates itself in your life. If you apply something in your life and you get the response back, you say, okay, this is my truth. Yeah. You get the acknowledgement from others. That's what we do, everybody. We mirror each other. We respond to each other. We're thriving off of each other. Don't mistake it. Don't get it twisted. We do need and love each other. You know, spirituality is not just about a relationship with a belief of a God outside of your body that you only have that relationship with, and you don't have a healthy relationship with any other people in your life. Okay, that's crazy.
That's true. That's crazy. Yeah.
Even Christ said, if you have a problem with your neighbor, if you have a problem with your brother, go to him first before you come to me.
That's
So we need to look at our relationships with the people that we have we are loving, and work with those, because that's actually an expression of the relationship we have with the divine or the source within ourselves. So that's going on. I have groups always going on in New York and New Jersey. I have my phone sessions going on. I have my naked churches going on. I have my second Sunday. We're coming into our 14th year of second Sunday service, and then I'm in fourth year naked church with Isis Phoenix. And tomorrow is my first year anniversary of naked church Saturday Sabbath here in Jersey. So it's really cool to be, you know, witnessing naked. I mean, I'm not going door to door, not yet.
Right.
You might really hear about me then. This is just the way I express it, guys. I mean, your tantric experience doesn't necessarily incorporate nudism. Okay, I happen to be at home nudist and things like that. That's just another way. It was very empowering for me to take back my body and to love my body the way it is by becoming a nudist. I mean, something for me about taking my clothes off at the beach outside in nature said I mattered, you know.
Right.
And so that's really the association and experience I had with it. So that's why it stayed with me that way. That's what it means to me. And my website and my work is around creating a sacred environment for people to feel comfortable with me and comfortable in groups so that they can love themselves too in a setting that is that way, and then they can take that experience home with them and then bring that into their life in whatever way they see fit.
Yes, very, very powerful. I would encourage all of you guys to go over to the Reverend Goddess website. It is so many goodies there. You can sign up for her newsletter as well. If you're in the area, you can definitely go check her out, see all the amazing things that she has there, stories that she has there. Everything is there. Anything that you can think about when it comes to encompassing those things, the spirituality and also sexuality is there, and a place that you can do it and feel very, very safe. And so you definitely want to go to the website. You want to check it out. You want to definitely go to sensuousmystic.com and check out the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. So beautiful. Yeah. Woo.
So now, what do you want to know about next?
So next, this is what I want to do. We're going to start to take some questions. I already see you guys on the phone line. We'll do that in just a moment as we get into this. I want to talk about some of those different ways of making sex. These are a lot of the questions that I get.
Okay.
Particularly, let's talk about the brothers. And I know that you do these different classes that you do, that you hold for men, and
mm-hmm.
their lingams, and really helping them to understand things about their lingam, about milking their lingam, everything as it comes to their lingam. And really the insecurity that some men deal with their lingams. And just if you can talk about that, maybe offer some things that you do to really kind of help them feel a little bit more comfortable, those who are having some problems with their lingam. And then also for the women, let's bring this in, because I hear this from some of the brothers as well. They talk about their sexual partners not being, the women not being as open with them and wanting to explore as many things as they want to. Just if you can kind of speak about that a little bit more as well.
Okay. Well, guys, you know, the lingam classes have taken off. I started doing them, I'm not really sure how many years ago now.
Right.
But it's really amazing how many men wanted to learn more about their own lingams and wanted to hear about it or learn about it from a goddess, you know? And the way
right.
I run the classes, you know, lingam, penis, and I call it lingam love intensive because we love the lingam. We love
right.
the lingam.
Yeah.
And
love
the lingam. Moment of silence of loving the lingam. Okay. And with that, I teach the virtues of the lingam. Men have, we women too, in our genitals, there is actually a consciousness. You know how I talk about the body spirit
yes.
consciousness? Well, people have thoughts about their dick and their pussies, you know? Like the guys,
right. yes.
I think we're more open and more society, in a society sense, we accept
yes.
guys talking more about their penises than we do about women talking about their vaginas, you know?
So true.
Yeah. And actually, I noticed even in my own private practice, men will seek help sexually
right.
more often
mm-hmm.
than a woman will. And I think there's a misunderstanding about that, a misconception that women don't like sex as much as men. That is not
yes.
true. And
So not true.
So, but with the lingam, you know, guys, the biggest problem guys come to me with first is probably would be premature ejaculation, erection
mm-hmm.
issues, and then they will always ask me, is my size okay?
Yes.
And, you know, then I get, you know, sometimes, I had a few men that were very big and could not have intercourse. Or
right,
couldn't get a lot
large.
Of it into it. Yeah, you know, so we deal with these issues. And first of all, I would say premature ejaculation more often than not is a learned behavior. There is a mindset around erection ejaculation, erection goal.
Mm-hmm.
So first,
right.
guys, you know, if you're dealing with premature ejaculation, the definition of premature ejaculation is coming before you want to, ejaculating before you want to. For some men, they may think they're PE when they're really not. Oh, it takes me 30 minutes. I come in 30 minutes, so you want to last longer. Or I come in 20 minutes,
right.
so you want to last longer. That's not necessarily PE, guys.
Right.
You know. Right. So just be sure to know if you're dealing with premature ejaculation where you're ejaculating under 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 strokes, as soon as you get hard, then we're dealing with some severe issues. But a lot of times, the biggest reason for premature ejaculation is the programming around erection to ejaculation.
Yes.
Okay, and
right.
it tends to happen when boys learn how to masturbate. They touch,
right.
they come, oh my God, that felt so great, they do it again. And so
right.
it's never about the real reason why you have an erection is to give your lingam, your rod, to penetrate, you know, and to cultivate those juices when you're inside, when you're in-penetrating, and to encircle the energy between the bodies. No one is having any kind of conversation like this, so guys are not going to know this, so they're going to masturbate and come. And then when they have sex for the first time and they go inside and they penetrate and they feel all those different sensations that go on because the lingam is a powerful, powerful wand that is connected to the organs in the body, so everything is going to feel the sensations and you're going to come. So
right.
great exercise for premature ejaculation, which also can help for erection, but the self-love, the stop-start to the heart is something that is a major, major tool in the way that I teach the foundations of Tantra and erotic balancing. But really about stroking your lingam to a point where you feel like one or two more strokes and you're going to come, you stop and you remove your hand and you place your hand on your heart and you focus your energy, your attention on your heart until the sensation to come passes. Then you go back to resuming self-love, stroking again until you feel like one or two more strokes and you're going to come. You do that two or three times and you start to reprogram your body. It starts to say, okay, I'm getting erect to the point of no return, but then I stop and I'm moving the energy up into my heart. Like you're telling your body an association of sex to heart. And this also helps to connect the sex center to the heart center. But it's a powerful mm-hmm. tool of learning how to hold back. Because when you're in penetration, you get close, and you have this ability to squeeze and move the energy up into your heart. The squeezing is the PC muscle. But that's a great technique too. I have a couple of meditations. I have breathing love and I have holy body. And the holy body is a masturbation meditation. I have it on my website. It's audio download. That's a great exercise for this because it talks about the PC muscle and you squeeze and release and then you're stroking and moving the energy up. And this is also stop start to the heart is an exercise that men and women can do. This is not only for men. I'm just talking about it as far as premature ejaculation. That's that part of most, if you are in this learned behavior issue with PE, that's a great way, a great technique to help remedy the situation. Erection can be a bit more touchy because erection issues could be related to health, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, diet, And also, erections are very, very emotional. Men are very emotional about their erections. And if they are angry, they're either going to give it or not get it. Or they might not even give you their cum. They might not even cum. I have IMO issues with men. They get erect, they have sex, and they can't cum. Related to anger, lots of times. Mm-hmm. So the PC exercise is a great exercise of pumping blood into the penis. Being able to get yourself into a place where you're having blood, more blood coming into the penis, pumping, if you take your hands around your shaft in the middle and you kind of just squeeze it like a pump, quick pump, you'll see the blood shoot to the mushroom, the top of the lingam, and it'll expand. You see that's more blood. You do that just a few times to help to bring more blood into the penis. Erection issues can be emotional. You need to get in touch with yourself because that's more, I always say the dick is honest.
Yeah.
So you need to listen to yourself. If you're not dealing with health issues, you need to ask yourself, why am I not getting an erection? What am I angry about? Because erections are very emotional. Let me tell you something. When a man gets an erection, it's the joke. All the blood from the top of the head goes to the little head. All right.
That day.
Yeah, it kind of is. But he really means this right now. So if you're having erection problems, there's something emotional going on and it could be definitely related to anger. I would go there first to ask those questions. If you're not dealing with health issues, if you're dealing with high blood pressure, and especially if you're on medication, that's going to be an ED problem right away, okay? And then you got your weight issues, diabetes, things like that. And medication interferes a lot with sexual functioning. And then you're looking at size. A lot of men ask me about size, and there are areas where size matters. I would say it's more of a personal thing between the person that you're with. But if you're talking about, intercourse, one thing that's important to understand about the woman is our yonis can expand, but the depth of the yoni doesn't change. Personally, I can handle up to about 8 inches. But I cannot handle 10 or 12 inches, and believe me, I've been there, and I know I cannot.
Right.
It's not a pretty picture. That story. So, guys, so I'm telling you, if you're a woman can expand in the width of the lingam, but the depth, so you want to find, there are women that can handle 10 inches or more, okay? It's very interesting, but you don't know. The woman has to know that for herself. We discover that when the penis is inside and how far it goes, and when you feel the cervix, you've gone too far. You can go just underneath the cervix. That's good. If you're hitting the cervix too often, you can cause tilting of the uterus and things like that. Really? Yeah, bacteria infections and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're looking at...
I said it can be a problem hitting the bottom, as they say.
Yeah. And guys, they ask me, they're not necessarily, they just want to know if I think their penis looks good. Is it a decent size? You know? And I'm like, yes. Yeah, you don't know? I mean, I have seen penises that were probably literally the size of my thumb or half the size of my thumb. I have.
Right.
I have, you know, and they did not ask me that question. Thank God. They did not ask me that question.
Right.
You know, honesty. So, but I have, you know, but most of the time, those are the areas. It's first premature ejaculation, erection, and then probably getting into size, and then you're getting at penetration and inhibited male orgasm, IMO, things like that. And when you're coming to my workshop, it's an opportunity to really get into the virtue, the consciousness. What is my relationship to my cock? How am I showing up for the person I'm with? How am I showing up for the woman? You know, am I being honest in making love? You know, and honest, like, can I accept my body or my dick where it is right now? You know, performance anxiety is a big thing for guys to feel like they have to show up and they have to perform a certain way for their partner, or they're not man enough, or they're not good enough, or whatever. Listen to, if things aren't going the way they need to right now, you need to kind of listen to your dick. I always say the lingam is honest, the cock is honest. Just kind of give it a break. You know, move away from your expectation of things and kind of just show up in the now. You might be very surprised if you don't go into technique and go into the pure energy of making love. Just maybe lying here naked is enough right now. You know, until you kind of, you know, get in touch with your body about what's going on with my cock. How am I really showing up? Am I going to make love with her just for my pleasure? Is my desire just for me to get off, or is my desire to give her the energy of my wand? You know, because making love between men and between partners is about giving energy, receiving, and sharing. So we need to know if I'm in this encounter just for me. Because a lot of times people don't even realize, they don't even think about it.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
When a woman is not as available to a man, to her partner in the way that you want, she's not feeling you sharing in this experience with her. I mean, that could be the biggest issue that we have in coupleship relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I think so.
Yeah. The guy is going up, you know, he's grabbing her ass or pulling on her. We can feel more than anyone, women can feel energy being pulled out of our bodies, because that's what we're always doing. We're breastfeeding, we're working, we're taking care of things. You know, we do a lot, so we're always putting energy, taking energy out of our bodies to manifest whatever it is we have to do. So we're going to feel when our partners come up to us and grab a hold of us because they want us sexually now, and we feel the pulling from our body, and so we shut down. So I said before that the woman needs to feel safe, relaxed, and desired. You know, now we know you desire us, but where is the safe and the relaxed feeling coming into it? Sexual exchange needs to be a mutual endeavor, a mutual ritual. It's not that I'm going to have sex with him because he wants it, because I'm supposed to give it to him, and so now I'm just like, what? You know?
Right.
I know that, you know, lots of times we talk about, you know, I know this for myself. I know this for people, my daughter who's newly married. You know, we can talk about this stuff in our relationship, thank God, is that you can say his sex drive is stronger than mine, or my sex drive is stronger than his. I want it more often than she does or he does, you know? There is an area of me where I guess there's not, you know, Ms. Blue, you know, like, I am on the other side of it. Like, people often say to me, oh, I wish, you know, my girlfriend or my woman thought like you.
Right.
I have been living and I have transformed my life, and I have been in this space of going into this dark sex energy with people and seeing and help, supporting people to heal. It's you can't say, I wish my wife was like you.
That's
because
right.
My experience is very, very different. Yeah, so it's not like that. I just want people to understand that you need to understand energetically what's happening when we are approaching each other sexually. You know,
that's right.
You know, I have a very, very close girlfriend. She is a goddess. I mean, this woman loves everybody. She's just beautiful. And, the neighborhood loves her, she cooks food. It's just her and her husband. But you would think this woman is cooking for 10 people every day because she loves cooking and then making these little dishes and containers and going down her block and giving them to her neighbors. She loves it. That's her goddess love. And they just love her for it. But she would be on the phone talking. She would be like, girl, and I noticed it was 2 days. Her husband hadn't had an orgasm in 2 days. So she just went on down between his legs and went down on him and sucked him off before he went to work because she was like, she got too many young women running around his ass. I'll make sure he's
right.
Looking at her.
That's right. That's right. Yes, yes,
yes.
Right, right.
I'm like, you are crazy. She said, huh? Who are you talking to? She wasn't even worried. She said, how did 2 days pass? And he didn't, nah. Then sometimes she would just wake his ass up and just get on top of him. I said, where about you? She goes, he takes care of her on the weekends. He works all week.
Right.
Crazy. He knows on the Sun, especially on the Sunday. Well, maybe not tomorrow. Well, no, tomorrow's Saturday. Sunday's Super Bowl. But I'm just telling you, when she tells me, it's because she knows how you know how men are in that sense. You know, so she can give that of herself. She's completely giving to him without no expectation of receiving anything in return. You know, but she knows she's going to get hers the way she's going to get her later on. You know. But it's annoying. So women, you know, women do need to understand also that's how guys, they come in, they've been out there, and they focus all day on providing pleasure, protection, prosperity, even though they don't realize what they're doing. They're out there working, doing what they got to do. And they come in at the end of the day, they see, okay, that's what they want to focus on now, you know, either dinner or sex, and they pull it.
That's right.
They touch us and they pull us. You know, we're like, wait a minute. Whoa, and then we shut down. But with this kind of consciousness, with this kind of understanding, maybe we can start to become aware that that's what we're doing.
That's right. When
your partner is coming up to you, you say, now, I want to hug you. When we hug each other, our hugging should be a mutual affair.
That's right.
You know?
That's
when I'm hugging you and embracing you and you hugging me, we should be able to feel the energy together in a hug. Not just, hey, how you doing? Smack, smack on the back. Wait a minute.
right.
You know, so let's think about that when we're going into it because, when we, you know, if a complaint from a man is about, you know, my woman isn't as open to doing things or sharing things, you know, we really are. We really are.
Yes,
sometimes we really are. Yeah. Sometimes we may be dealing with some ideas of programming because, you know, with all the work that I do and with talking about lingams and running my clothing optional groups and everything and, you know, helping women to have better orgasms, teaching women about being responsible for their own orgasms, taking some of the pressure off of the guys, you know, getting the guys to understand how they can show up for their partners, you know, to be present and new to honoring the yoni, you know, all this stuff is going on. Even in my own life, especially one of the heaviest relationships I had, you know, I'm cool, you know, whatever, right? And then my boyfriend and I in the last relationship, he and I had anal sex. Can I say that?
Yes, of course you can.
Girl,
of course you can.
All right. We had anal sex, and I was shocked. Some way, it was like a side-by-side position. It was like, something started feeling, wait a minute, you know,
right.
I flipped out. I was like, oh, my God, I'm having anal sex. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, all right, now I'm completely going to hell.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, okay, I know I'm goddess. I know I can run these groups. I know I can talk about this and I can do all that. But that was one thing I hadn't done. I figured, okay, well, I'm kind of still okay. I didn't realize that somewhere inside of me there was still shame.
Yes.
I didn't even realize it until it happened. I didn't think I had any shame. And I don't mean it in, I'll do whatever the hell I mean it's sharing something with someone that was natural. It kind of naturally happened. It brought up all these feelings of shame. I'm like, oh, my God. Then the only cool thing I could say about myself is I was aware of it. And what I did was I found this great book called The Ultimate Guide to Anal Sex for Women.
Right.
Girl, it saved me. book was beautiful and it had exercises, and it really addressed the issues of women feeling uncomfortable about it.
Right,
and I did the exercises. I wrote down what are the thoughts, what are the fears, what are, you know, and I did it, and it really helped me. And I told him about it, and he heard me. He got it. And then the book was great. It was talking about all kinds of cleanliness and all these wonderful things.
Right.
And I had some great – we had just as good as any other sex that we had that too. And so that was something that came up in me that, you know, he was happy that I was – I mean, at the time, it wasn't planned. I wasn't – if he had asked me, I don't know if I would have said yes.
Right, right.
You know, so – you know, but it was – the way it happened, it was kind of natural, the way it just kind of occurred. But my reaction to it after it was over, I was shocked and ashamed of myself. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And everything that I've done in my life, I was surprised that I would feel that way about myself. But I was at least friendly, loved myself enough to deal with it.
Right.
You know? And I think as we are going on in our lives and we're understanding or at least hearing my story and relating it to as much of yourselves as you can, those that are listening, that we can,
right.
can see what, why am I not empowered in my pussy?
Right.
Why, how would I feel if he did, if I put my legs in a butterfly and he looked in my pussy and wanted to
right.
work just by holding his hands over and looking, how do I feel about that?
That's right.
Do
yeah,
I even do I feel I even deserve that kind of witness, that kind of audience?
Right.
Because being available to share yourself in sexual expression with a partner, that would I would think would be natural and easy to do if I was okay with my pussy.
Right, exactly. So true.
You know, so I think when we're getting into understanding the power of how Tantra or how the divine feminine or the divine, the sacred masculine witnessed within ourselves is a mm-hmm. tangible way that we can own our bodies and own our sexual energy as a life force. And the ritualizing of it takes us in owning it in a way that's spiritual. You know, that's why the ritual sex is so, it's right there. It's right there. My bed is the altar. You know, I have several altars in my home, but I have an mm-hmm. altar in my bedroom. I have two altars in my living room.
Yeah.
My home is my temple. You know, we want to look at what do we have that is representing what we feel about ourselves.
That's
you
right.
know, how are we actually showing up on that way? Can I mean, I'll tell you, my mother bugs out on me. She goes, where'd you get all this stuff from? You just like hanging around naked people all day. Tell me when that naked thing is over at your house so I can come over. Okay, Ma. You know, my mother is a trip. She is a trip. Hey, I'm a daughter. What you going to do, you know? But we talk about it. It's really, but she asked me, like, she, my mother is a lesbian, you know? And she asked me, and she has three kids, so she know what the, she know what a lingam is. Well, she, it was probably called penis
right.
dick to her back then. But now
right.
she knows all the language. But she asked me,
right.
You really like dicks? I said, Ma, please. First of all, please. I mean, why are you asking me that? Of course. You know, duh. Please. But let's think about this, ladies. Let's think about this, everybody. Can you
yes.
lay there? I mean, you know, being witness to our genitals as a source of worship.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
can
yeah.
I acknowledge that this genital, this fleshy, blood-filled, wet morsel is
right.
connected to the energy that is creating life in this now,
yeah.
and we've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. Can I look at it and symbolize it that way?
Right,
how does
right.
that feel? How does that idea come up for you? Like, what does it feel like? Does it resonate in the body? Like.
Oh.
Because those kind of things are acts of power that can change the way we're, we're relating
That's
to
right.
ourselves and other people.
That's right.
Yep.
So true. So true. All right. We are live in the remix with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I think this is a great time for us to open up the phone lines. If you guys have questions, definitely 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know you have a question for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. We're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll actually be giving away a session And I'll have the Reverend Goddess tell you about that, as well as one of Reverend Goddess Charmaine's books, which is sure to be a treat. So some giveaways for you guys. Get on the phone lines. Get to asking those questions, and we'll go from there. So you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to the first caller. It looks like calling in from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 334? Okay, maybe they're listening. So we'll go to the next caller here. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Are they pressing 1?
Yeah, these are all the people on 1. Maybe they're still a little busy trying to do some blessings there. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 912. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 912? Y'all are pretty busy tonight. We have a private number, so we'll go to the private number. Calling in. Greetings.
Hello. Greetings.
Yes, greetings.
This is Dream 1111, and I want to thank both you ladies for all that you do, of course.
Thank you.
And Charmaine, I appreciate your presence. I don't have a question for you tonight. Are the questions just directed towards you? Is that what we're doing for this evening?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I ask a question for Miss Blue?
Oh, it's fine with me, Miss Blue.
Well, tell me what your question is, because tonight we are talking about those. I'm sure you've been able to hear the show.
Definitely, you're focusing on that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, in that case, you know, I think I'll send you an email, and I just want to say thank you, and I'll catch up with you ladies later on.
All right. Well, continue to listen and definitely send me an email. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And we'll be right here. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Greetings. Hi, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Aaron.
Greetings.
Hi, Aaron.
To you. Hi.
I was wondering, how does what you're teaching relate to cultivating female sexual energy? What they talk about in this book by Montauk?
Mm-hmm. Montauk Chia?
They circulate the energy throughout the body.
Okay. Are you talking about doing actual exercise with your yoni? Or are you just talking about meditation?
It's about like when a man has an orgasm, instead of him actually having an orgasm, he meditates and allow that energy to circulate within the body without him actually releasing.
Ejaculating. Yeah, without ejaculating.
Yeah,
What you're teaching, is this similar to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when I talked earlier about the stop start to the heart, that can cultivate orgasm. Orgasm and ejaculation are two different things.
Okay.
So, yeah, so for women, when I was speaking earlier about the stop start to the heart to cultivate energy, you know, when I talked about placing the hand over the yoni and one over the heart?
Okay.
You know, do you self-love? Do you masturbate? I'm asking you a personal question online, right? Like maybe I should just give the exercise.
Well, I'm new to this. I'm starting to learn about it.
Okay, okay, I hear you. And you know what, and that's really good. That's why we're talking, because, it's so important for all of us to become empowered in our lives by empowering ourselves through our bodies, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it really is important. So cultivating energy is first, I would say first to learn how to practice more of the PC, the Kegel exercises,
yes.
where you learn you're squeezing, you know, you're learning how to, you know, you're closing the opening of your yoni. You know,
okay.
it's the muscle you would use if you were urinating and you want to stop the flow. You
yes.
would squeeze. Yeah, that's the Kegel. So if you would just sit first and just practice squeezing and releasing, squeezing and releasing, squeezing and releasing, and then squeeze and hold it. But when you hold it, imagine that the energy is going up your spine.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and then you hold it at your crown chakra. Then when you exhale, you imagine it going down the front of your body back into your pussy.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Okay, and that can teach you how to first learn how to circulate energy from your pussy to your crown back to you, your yoni.
Okay, so that is similar to the microcosmic order?
Yeah,
orbit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a start. You know, if you go to YouTube and type in Reverend Goddess or Sensuous Mystic.
I was going
to
say that,
yeah. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of videos, and if you look at my sacred middle meditation, I teach that particular exercise. It's kind of intense. It's in, I call it the PhD meditation, but it really is a great. I'm going to make up every. You know me.
Sorry,
so, but that's
sorry.
A good exercise, Aaron, for you. That what you're talking about is really good because you're learning how to move energy around your body and associating
okay.
it from your yoni, you know, into your the energy around your body. That's going to help you to even be able to experience the different sensations going on in your body and to take responsibility
right.
for them.
Okay.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
they say that the sexual energy is the best energy for creating not just the sexual pleasures,
oh,
but
yeah.
also for manifesting things in your life.
Yes. Every aspect of your life is activated through sex.
Okay.
Everything.
So how do you use that to manifest?
Man, you getting into sex magic already, Aaron?
Wait a minute. I was getting ready to say, first you got to learn how to play
yeah.
with yourself. You got to learn how to do
while,
that first.
We can talk about sex magic.
Yeah, you got to do that first.
Oh, yeah, skipping steps. Take a mirror and look at your pussy and then squeeze it real nice
yeah.
and place it to your heart. Then let me tell you something. Just cultivating the energy through your body,
yeah.
the way you're talking about, is going to already start to reveal itself in other areas
okay.
of your life.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay.
And then later you can set intentions and, you know,
right.
and you could do other things, what you're asking. But, you know, if you're starting at the beginning, I wouldn't want you to go into, you know, red tantra so quick.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
You say, well, I don't know, self-love, maybe.
Yeah, I don't self-love, but I want to know about sex magic. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, maybe next yeah. time you come on, I'll be
Go to my
level.
Site, email me. We can talk through email and stuff. You might
yeah.
be the one that can win the phone session with me, too.
That's
okay.
right.
Somebody's got to win
yes.
the phone session.
Somebody has to. And definitely you want to go back and download the other shows that the Reverend Goddess Charmaine did here. It
uh-huh.
goes into some other techniques as well, too. But you want to go to the website, check that out as well. Montauk Chia has some wonderful work as well, too. Reverend Goddess Charmaine really kind of explains it more in a hands-on so that you can really kind of get that approach as opposed to reading something in a book and trying to recreate an experience. So going
okay.
to YouTube and being able to see it and be able to go through the process and kind of having her guide you there. It's going to be a little different than kind of reading something and looking at an exercise because then it's kind of difficult to interpret, you know?
All right.
Yeah. I think that
okay.
would help you a lot.
All right.
Okay, well,
thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. All right. Great question. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 360. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Janine in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Greetings to you, Jane. Greetings.
Thank you. And I may have missed it in the beginning of the show. I came in kind of... But I was wondering if you had any methods. It takes me a while to climax during sex.
Mm-hmm.
How can I increase it so I can, you know, make it where I can have either an orgasm sooner or have multiple orgasms?
Okay.
Great question.
Yeah. First, are you stimulated by your clit as well when you're in vaginal intercourse?
Yes, but not enough to, climax.
Okay.
It seems I've done it before, but it seems to be really hard. It takes like an hour or so sometimes.
Right. Okay, so because there are certain positions, you know, like there's a cat position when you're on top. I tend to come quick when I'm in the top position because I can have the lingam inside of me, and then I can also grind, you know, and kind of control the body more, or, you know, do whatever I want on top, and I go quicker into an orgasm. So you want to kind of do you self-love?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because when we're exploring our own bodies, we can also learn about what turns us on when we're actually sharing our bodies with another person, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we can play with that with the other person. The other thing about orgasm, okay, and inability to have an orgasm can be related to anger in the heart chakra being shut down.
Yeah.
So I would you know, just because I can tell you from actual experience, after I got out of my marriage, even though I told you all that I met a cool guy and we studied Tantra together, one of the biggest issues I had with him was it was very hard for me to have an orgasm. It would take a very long time back then. And it was to the point that in order for me to have an orgasm, I would need some kind of pain on my body to feel, because I couldn't feel in my pussy. It took a long time. I could feel the penetration, okay? But it was like he would rub my breast and squeeze my nipples, and he was really a concern one day because it got to a point where my nipples would even bleed before I would even come. I had, little scabs around my nipples from the pressure of him, you know, trying to get me there, you know? And it was really related to anger, and it was through Tantra that I was able to open up my heart chakra, and I learned from Manga Ranan in the class about that. So I would want to say, I want to ask you that question. I mean, I'm not saying that we're all angry out here. I'm just saying if we're having orgasm issues, and when you do self-love, do you bring yourself to orgasm?
I do.
Okay, then that's what I want. Then let's look at that. Like, do you find that? Do you know if you're experiencing any kind of? You've gone through some anger where you're really holding yourself back. You cannot give your gift. You cannot open your aura up. When we have an orgasm, we open up all of our chakras. We reveal ourselves.
Yeah.
We are vulnerable. And then do you feel yourself holding that part back?
Maybe. I mean, sometimes it could be you're not fully turned on at the moment.
Well, you remember what I said about what a woman needs to feel safe, relaxed, and desired.
That's
right.
You know, and so, I would look at if you're self-loving and you can bring yourself to orgasm, so you obviously know you can. Then I would say, what is happening in my sharing experience that I'm not giving the same gift?
Right.
I'm not having that orgasm with him. I mean, I know that I've had some of my best vaginal orgasms through anal sex. I was like, whoa, you know?
Right.
I was like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to have anal sex. I got the book if you want to borrow it. But I'm saying that, you know, we have something really cool going on in our bodies. We can always show up. We can reveal ourselves. We're always revealing ourselves to ourselves, you know, and asking some of the questions that I'm asking you. You could see, you know, if I'm having orgasms on my own, why aren't I sharing this orgasm with the partner? Now, technique is one thing. You asked the question about positions or whatever. I told you about the cat position because I have this, you know, obviously the stimulating the clit while you're in vaginal intercourse is so much fun to have orgasms that way.
Right.
But you can also have vaginal orgasms without having to stimulate the clit, you know. But it would be, you know, is the penis long enough for you? Is it too short? Is it too big? You know, where is your pleasure coming from when you're connected?
Right. Are you using any toys? Are you using any vibrators? Anything?
Yes.
When you self love?
Yes. Not when I self, but during sex I do use vibrators, and it still sometimes takes a while. So,
you know, it's so interesting. You know, and then sometimes if we incorporate vibrators, And vibrators, you know, nobody can equal a vibrator.
Right, right.
I had a really serious scene with a vibrator one time. I had to stop using it because I fell asleep. You know, sometimes, you know, excuse me, Lord, let me get some more water. But, you know, I'm wondering about the part of you that's not giving the orgasm before you get into multiple orgasms. Because multiple orgasms are an extension of the orgasm. So, you know, I can have two or three orgasms in intercourse, but I need to be able, you know, first in the beginning when we come, I used to shut down and not want to be touched after I had an orgasm the first time.
Yeah.
And I didn't want my body touched, my nipples touched, or anything.
Right.
And over time and circulating of energy, that went away. And then I was able to maintain intercourse and have an orgasm and then have another one. You know, but the most I can have is three. You know, but that would also require, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm having three orgasms from just intercourse. Okay? It could be from fingers, it could be from tongue, it could be from anything. It doesn't necessarily mean that the man is maintaining his erection the entire time that I'm having all my orgasms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so your orgasm is about the gift that you're giving of your body feeling free and open to express itself. And you're free and open to expressing yourself when you are self-loving, but when you are in penetration, it seems that there's a disconnect happening. That's not letting you have the orgasm. I would ask you about the angle part or the heart or the heart area, just looking at the heart, because that was the area they said that mostly it was the chest area, the heart center, was disconnecting.
Right.
Because of the anger I had in my heart, I was not able to connect to my pussy, because if you look at the nipples and the breasts, as soon as we touch ourselves there, men and women, it goes right to our genitals.
That's right. They're connected.
Yeah. So if I was holding on to anger in my heart, I was not able to connect to my pussy during that time without pain.
Okay. Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, that makes sense.
You have another question? Are you good?
One more question. Just because I'm new to tantric sex, and if I want to learn more about it, what's a good resource or book to look into?
There's a lot of really good things out there. I mean, you could
go to Reverend Goddess Charmaine's website. I think that's a perfect way. I know, Reverend, I know you're humble and you may not say it, but really, that's a great source. That's what the show is about.
Yeah, you go to my site.
And
I would say the Holy Body CD, the audio download, is a great practice of self-love and anointing the body and blessing the body. The erotica stories are like, they're wild, but they're definitely instruction. You know, you want to see how you are incorporating the consciousness of Tantra through your activities. Do you have an altar? You know? But you want to bring this into your life. So, yeah, you know, and I do have my first book, The Sensuous Mystic. And I even offer that as an e-book for free, but you can also buy the book. And that gives you case studies of people that I've worked with and how they incorporated Tantra into their life.
Okay, I'll definitely look into that. And
go to my website. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This blew your trip.
Well, thank you for calling in. That was a great question. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Remix family. It's Mystic Mayhem. How are you?
Greetings, Mystic.
Mystic Mayhem. That is a trip.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm so glad I got through. I wanted to ask, Reverend Goddess, you just made reference to my question. I have, when I do orgasm, it's like, oh, I don't want to be touched for a little while, you know, and I think, well, I know, how do I move past it? Because I know it bothers my husband.
Yeah, you know, it's really a trip because that happened, and there is a part of us. Okay, all right. We are programmed like men. sexually, and we're not men.
Right.
Okay. So when we have an orgasm, we shut down when we're not supposed to, because that's what men do. Guys ejaculate, and it's over. They fall
right.
asleep.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the same thing, and it's like a, it's not done to harm them. It's not like a passive-aggressive thing, but I think it's our programming around orgasm, then it's done. Coming, sex is over. And then we completely shut down. We can't even be touched. And our erotic points, support points, nowhere on our bodies can we be touched. And we have to first recognize that my sex and making love is not male-oriented and male-dominated.
Mm-hmm.
I am a female. I am a goddess having sex. So all of me opens up, like the world opens up. And then I would also say this to you. After you have an orgasm, the fact that you're even asking the question, I think he needs to give the fivefold kiss to you. Just the fact that you're asking the question, because he gets a little, oh, she doesn't let me touch her after. So he should give you the fivefold kiss. So that's great that you're asking the question. So now, when you have an orgasm and you start to feel you don't want to be touched, right? Just you. Can you cup your breasts? And what you do, if you cup your breasts, and not to touch your nipples, but cup your breasts and go around your breasts up towards your neck area and bring the energy into your heart. Circle the hands around your breasts into your heart center. Brings energy into your heart. We're trying to open up your heart and bring more energy into your heart, because that's the portal. That's the area that is connected to your yoni. So after you have an orgasm, if you massage around your breasts into your heart, not counter, not going out of your breasts away, but around your breasts into your heart, not touching the nipples, will start to move, continue to move the energy in your heart and get you to a place where you're not going to shut down after you have an orgasm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, right?
It does make sense, and I appreciate that.
All right. Good. Good luck. Bless
you. Thank you for calling in. All right. All right. Well, we are live in the remix with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. We still have about 43 minutes left to go in the forum. Everyone is still loving the show. They are loving every minute of it, loving the share, loving all the questions for you guys calling in. I'm going to check back with some of the callers who may have been just a little bit shy when we first started and see if they have a question. Going to the caller calling in from area code 405, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 405? Okay, I guess they are still just listening, so we're going to continue on. It doesn't look like we have another question here. We do need to give away the prizes here. You guys are all, everybody in the chat room is just loving the questions. They're loving the share. We can talk about that a little bit more there when you talk about for the brothers sort of having sort of that one shot and for women having multiple orgasms, moving past that point. And some of the questions the brothers are asking in the room is that they can move past it. Is it possible for the men to move past just having the one orgasm and keep going?
Well, see, men that have multiple orgasms is like the woman that called earlier about the circulating the energy, where you can have an orgasm without ejaculation. Okay, that's
right.
That's a different what happens with men is we need to move ourselves away from the idea of having to ejaculate because we're having sex.
Right.
Okay. If you can let yourself practice self-loving, guys, without ejaculation. Okay, just see just see self-love. Self-love,
yes.
Like I talked about before. To the point of one or two more strokes, and you're going to come, and you stop, and you bring your hands to your heart, right? Bring your hands to your heart. Do that a few times, and then do that. Then after you do that a few times to the heart and let the sensation to come pass, and then let it go. Stop. Just stop. That's it. Good night. Go to sleep. I'll wake up. Go to work. Whatever it is, right? See what happens to you, because you may feel frustrated. You may feel charged up. You know, watch that, because that's right next door to multiple orgasms. See, orgasms are an experience of the energy centers expressing themselves, expanding, opening up. It's not right. just about the fluids leaving your lingam. It's not just about the pussy being so swollen it's squirting. It's right. about the right. body. See, we have erotic points, okay? Yeah. Erotic points. Pussy, ass, mouth, nose, eyes, ears, feet, mm-hmm. hands. They are erotic points. Those are actual areas where if they are touched, stroked, or sucked, we get turned on and we want to fuck, right?
Right.
Support points are all the areas around the erotic points. That's where orgasm is.
Right.
So if your face is stroked, your neck yeah. is stroked, your arm is stroked, your back
right.
is stroked, that's a support point. That's where orgasm is. So if you let yourself start to stimulate your entire body, you're not localizing sensation in your genitals anymore. You're eroticizing the whole body. That's how we can have multiple orgasms. Because everybody keeps talking about multiple orgasms, right?
Right.
What are you thinking
right.
is happening when you have a multiple orgasm? Oh, I just get to come twice? That's
right,
not what a multiple
right.
orgasm is. Otherwise, I mean, oh, my God, there'd be nobody going to work. Oh, there needs to be a holiday every day. People are too exhausted. You know,
yes, yes.
We're cultivating energy and expanding and opening up our energy centers all
yes.
over our bodies when we have an orgasm, but we're not releasing fluid.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So that's why if you're having orgasm after orgasm after orgasm and then you ejaculate, that's a different
right.
thing altogether.
Yeah.
That's different altogether. So that's what you want to understand when we're talking about orgasm. Women can actually have a hell of a lot more orgasms than men
oh,
can
yes.
because
and
guys do ejaculate. Yeah.
Yes.
We get wet, we get cream, you know, but we're not really shooting out a lot of life energy. We're really just expanding the energy that we already have.
Yeah,
you know,
so
and
true.
That's different for our orgasm. And our orgasm is coming from our pussy, from our heart, from our
right.
body, you know. Orgasms of our orgasm also is coming from our safety. Our orgasm is coming from
yeah.
our deep desire, to, you know, of being desired.
Yeah.
We really,
mm-hmm.
you know, I spoke earlier about emotional erections for
yeah.
men, but you know,
right.
for us to even be able to have sex is an emotional thing, unless we are programmed into male sex, society's
right.
male sex, not sacred male sex,
right.
where you know, okay, I gotta have sex, you know, and just make sure he comes.
Right.
And then when I come, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to really kind of get an idea of where we're coming from with the idea of sex and orgasm.
That's right. So true. Very good. We have some more callers, so we are going to take some more callers as well, too. And then I have a question that came in from chat. But first, let's go to the callers. Looks like calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Rock calling out of South Jersey.
Okay, greetings.
Hello, hello. Hey, I love the information being shared tonight. Like, you know, I kind of wanted the goddess to touch on a little bit more about premature ejaculation because I got that problem.
Okay, are you experiencing it right at intercourse or in a couple of minutes or what? How is it happening for you?
It's like it's weird that I could last like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but usually it's like I could come in maybe like less than 5 minutes.
Okay, so normally it's less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you masturbate a lot?
I do. Uh-huh. You know what? Too. I like me and my old girlfriend. We talk about it. We joke about it now. Like I think the quickest I ever came was like 30 seconds, and that's kind of funny. But not really funny though, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you got some techniques or.
Listen, have you been listening to the show?
Not really.
Oh well, then that's why you're asking the question. I've been saying it all night. Okay. Listen,
yes.
Listen, Mr. Man, you masturbate a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when you masturbate, you ejaculate every single time, right?
Yes.
And when you masturbate, when you go to masturbate. Are you going to masturbate because you want to come?
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah.
you got to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbate as often as you want. But masturbate three times without ejaculating.
Three times without ejaculating.
And then the fourth time, you can come. So that means if you masturbate four times in a day, three of those times you're going to masturbate just to self-love, to feel the pleasure in your dick, to feel how close you get, to just enjoy what your body can do and just let it go. Just don't even think about coming. See, the goal of erection was not supposed to be to ejaculate. The goal of your erection was to give your gift, to give your wand, to give your light, your energy to whoever you want to penetrate with.
Yeah.
So if you're masturbating just to come, your body is programmed to erect and come. So that's why it's happening, because your body is doing what it was told to do. You know what I'm saying?
I love this information. I'm definitely going to download this and get this in my head, because I really want to get over it. It's been, like, bothering me for years. I'm touching 31, but like, I had this problem ever since, like, 16, 17 years old.
That's the whole point. That's the masturbation
program. Yeah, that's where it started. Yeah.
You need to download the show, Mr. Man, and go to
the website. You know what? So I only been listening, like, for maybe maybe like 20, 30 minutes. I want to buy all your damn books like right now, too. That's how I'm feeling. That's how you got me feeling like. I want to get all the info I need on this.
Beautiful.
Go to my website. It's all there.
Yes.
I got you.
All right. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you for calling in.
Do the exercise. Do the homework.
Oh, yes. Do that. Now, before we go to the next caller, let me ask you, because that was a really good question, and the question that came in is about, talk about holy body exercises for two. Can this be done as a couple, the holy body?
Of course. I mean, when we did the fivefold kiss before and the blessings, that's coupleship.
Right, we did that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, couples can do this together. One thing that I love... hey, guys, it's coming up. February 7th, Tuesday, is full moon, okay? Full moon is the goddess day. Full moon is the couple's day, okay? So you got a great opportunity to do couple's rituals. That means, I mean, my sacred erotica is often going into couple's rituals, all right? So what you do is anointing. You do the fivefold kiss. And then you look at each other and you probably would begin with a heart salutation, you know. Mm-hmm. Heart salutation is acknowledging the divine in the other, you know. So you place your hands in a prayer position, you look into each other's eyes, and then you both bow to each other. And then one person says, you know, if it's a heterosexual couple, you know, you say to your partner, to the guy, I honor the God in you. And then he'll say to you, I honor the goddess in you. That's a heart salutation. So there's tons of things in Tantra that support the coupleship vibration. Because what did I say earlier about making love?
That's right.
You're making love with your partner. You're making God, goddess in the now.
That's
so
right.
This is for couples as well as individuals. But you do need to make sure that you have an individual tantric relationship. Because if you're not loving and honoring yourself, it's very hard to give good energy to the person you're sharing pleasure with.
Right.
To
so
support
true.
That coupleship foundation. Did that, you know? Does that answer the question?
Oh, yes, it did. I'm sure it did. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 718? I guess.
That's right next door. They're not even
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Yes. Greetings.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
We're wonderful. Right. How are you?
I'm great. This is Jamal from Brooklyn. I'm actually in the chat room also.
All right, Jamal. We see you. Jamal Strokes.
Yeah, that's me.
So what's your question, Strokes?
Well, first, I mean, I wanted to say that, you know, I was never really big on the whole self-love thing. I mean, it was just a little too pleasurable. I mean, to the point where, you know, I mean, I didn't want to be one of them brothers that started calling out of work just to be home by himself and, you know, self-loving himself every day. And, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
It was good.
Strokes sound like he might have me calling out of work.
I'm telling you, Strokes is like on it.
But my question was actually for my fiance. Her question was about astral traveling. One time we were having sex, and she astral traveled, and she was wondering, you know, if that is normal, and because you know, afterwards she just burst into tears. I mean, for a long time. I mean, everything was just open, and she was just sensitive to everything, every emotion, everything, and you know, so she was just curious about, is that normal, and you know, like how to really control it, because it was just spontaneous, you know.
Okay. Well, it has it happened again? It sounds like a one-time thing. Has it happened again?
Yes, it did happen one other time.
Okay. Okay, because it's called, there's a cool book out, it's called Transcendent Sex. And it happens to us, and some people don't even know what's happening to them when it does.
Right.
But, you know, I would say if it's something that she doesn't want to experience, okay, I would tell her just, you know, when you're going to make love, because, again, we're opening up all of our energy centers when we're making love. And she's really surrendering to the energy, to just being present to the now, you know. It sounds like it if she's having these experiences. I wouldn't so much want her to be afraid of the experience, you know, but I would say that, you know, she can kind of say, okay, this is my intention in making love, to share this with you, and I am telling my spirit body to stay in my body. You understand? Because she's traveling.
Right,
that's
the aspect of her that is out of her body traveling in the spirit world, because there's a lot of people that have spirit sex.
And it's real.
I'm sorry.
Well, she actually astral travels a lot, but this is the first time it happened during sex, and I think the thing that really got to her is the fact that she didn't have any control, or she felt as if she didn't have any control.
Well, here's the thing, if I could just say this. When you're astral traveling, you're not in control, not consciously. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be astral traveling. You'd be getting up, walking, going where you're going. So I think a good foundation for her would be to research those things of astral travel to see what it is. Because if she's experiencing this and it's happening all the time, then the question becomes, what is she fearing? See, it's about that fear, because it's not something to fear.
Because she didn't expect it to happen through sex. I mean, sex is a powerful energy, and if she's already traveling on her own.
Right.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is fear. It is part of that programming, that preconditioning, because I've been trying to get her out of that. Because we've also had discussions on spiritual guides and guardian angels, and she said, well, I'm not ready for that. I don't want to do that. That's, you know, she was fearful of that until a god actually came to her recently.
Right.
So it opened up to that. So, I mean, she's coming around. It's just...
It's just more about her really kind of continuing on her journey and just on her path to do it. Reverend Goddess gave some great, great advice, is that she can say, I don't want this to happen, you know, because it's not something sort of kind of taking over her body per se, because on a higher level, she wants this to happen or it wouldn't happen. So it really is, she can sort of kind of calm that energy a little bit more, and by doing the research, because that's going to help her to give the foundation so she can understand what's happening. Sometimes when we think we're the only one, or this is something really new to us, it can be sort of overwhelming, of course. I can bear witness to that myself, of experiencing it. But once you understand what it is, then you can begin to empower yourself with the information and with the experience, and then the alchemy is done, and she can see what she can then move on to the next phase of it then.
You know, something else might be cool, if she, since this seems to be some kind of an activity that your fiancé has engaged in with astral, because I go out of body a lot of times too, and sometimes I go out of body without choosing it. But one thing you can definitely do, if it does happen in sex again, I would ask her to write down what she's experiencing. Yeah. I know she doesn't want to be touched, and she feels vulnerable, and you know everything is heightened. But maybe there's also some communication, some information she can download from it.
Right, right.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
You know, because she may, you know, you never know. You never know
right.
the good of some mix, because, I mean, unless she feels like she's being attacked demonically or anything, I would say
right.
just
right.
the out-of-body experience is a lot, especially with sex. And then when she comes back into her body after sex, she's, like, charged and sensitive.
Yes.
And so it feels like almost like the body and the energy centers could be slightly burning because of that, you know, cold
right.
and hot. And so she may be like, what the hell is this? I don't like it. Get away from me. But it may not necessarily be negative. Just something that
right.
she's not used to. But she's prepared herself to be able to do this, and this may be the next level.
Right.
No, so I would
totally
say write
agree.
Down, if she could write down, since you're so, since you sound like the Mr. Man that is showing up.
Right.
Stroke is his name?
Stroke.
He's calling in for her.
Yes,
it's
Stroke.
For her to write
well,
it out, right, to, you well, know, hey, babe, write down what you're experiencing
or,
now.
Yeah.
Or
well,
be her
think,
witness. Or be the witness. Let her
yeah.
just tell you.
Tell you what she's experiencing.
Yeah. It's very natural and very organic. Go with it. It is absolutely, you're in the place with everyone that definitely this is where this is supposed to happen. You know, a lot of people try to reach this level and cannot.
I was just going to say
so,
that. Some people probably wish they
yeah.
could actually have that actual experience
wish
that she's
they
having.
Could do it, you know. So be the witness for her. This is the time to really engage and all of the intimacy afterwards, and just be a witness to what she is experiencing. Because a lot of times it is when you're getting, I know I get major downloads when that happens. Downloads, all kinds of things are coming in because
right.
you are completely open. You're in pure feminine energy. You are receiving, not just here on this plane, but on many different planes.
Well, yeah,
and so
that's what it's all about.
You can begin. Yep, even if you can get into not really having any kind of predetermined thing that you want to experience, but maybe some of the things of setting intention before the act of sex and bringing that in, that will also help to pull down some of that information as well, too. And then be her witness. You know, you be the witness for her.
I mean, I've definitely been the witness for her. We talk about it all the time. I mean, there's times I'm like, you know, you know, take me with you. I mean, we're supposed to be a team. You know, why are you doing this by yourself?
Now,
Stroke is ready to go for travel.
Just wants to ride.
I don't know if she could do all. She could do that because I don't think she's
yeah.
trying to do it herself.
No. Right.
She said, take me with you. She can take you with you by telling you, ask
yeah.
it. Ask the travel
yeah.
spirit, what
yeah.
do you have to tell me? Because
yeah.
a lot of times I even tell people when they're picking up on other, because sometimes when we're having sex, Ms. Blue, sometimes when you're doing
yeah.
ritual sex,
oh,
now
yeah.
this is going to sound a little wild, but sometimes spirits that haven't been in body for a long time try to get in your body when you're having ritual sex.
They sure do. I've had that happen too.
Okay,
that's
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
You can,
yeah,
you know, this is going to be the Twilight
experience.
Show
that,
in a minute.
About,
we're going to turn this into the
say,
Twilight Show.
Wow, menage a trois.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The
oh,
new
yes.
menage a trois
oh.
on Babylon 5.
All right, I definitely like to thank you. I appreciate it, Ms. Blue. I'm definitely a long-time listener, first-time caller, though. Reverend Goddess, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. And I love your handle, Stroke.
Yeah.
Honor the lingam.
There
and I'm happy your girlfriend, your fiance has you because you sound like you will show up, Mr. Man. I like that.
I definitely will, and I'm glad I listened to this show because she got some blessing to do later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So do you.
All right.
Five full kids. I'm in Molino.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Get the oil out.
Get the oil and get the stroke in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 216 again. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216?
Yes.
Yes,
hello?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Charles from Cleveland, Ohio.
Greetings to you, Charles.
Yes, you know, I've called in several times, and I appreciate the goddess, because, you know, this is sometimes they losing this art. So, yeah. You know, I called in to try to win one of her books.
You know, you gotta love the brothers. You gotta love them.
Can't blame a man for trying.
Cannot.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Well, this must be Charles. This must be a very good question. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yes, the art of. You know, giving head to a woman. You know, I've been around for a long time, and you know, I've talked to women. And, you know, they said, "Hey, he ain't giving it right, man." And I said, "Some of you brothers need to be taught, man." You know, I'm a modest type of guy, but mm-hmm. You know, I ain't had no complaints, so. I wish you'd elaborate on that. And plus, do you have some tongue exercises? You know, because you know.
Okay.
I wish you give me some.
You just want to have a conversation. I'm telling you. You're good. I would. You know, it's really nice because. There are times I notice in all my experiences of being with men, having oral sex, when you say the word, when you said the word head, what I thought about was, yeah, I know. You said the word head.
That's real old school.
I was like, head. And then I thought just of the clit. Yeah, that's just when you're sucking the clit, because like, the clit is a little dick, and you're just sucking the clit.
Right.
But that's not eating the pussy, you know, and licking. And so I have the ability, and I want to first say, guys, do not be afraid of the pussy.
Right.
Do not
be
afraid of all the lips and labia and clit and things that are going on down there, because it is absolutely amazing. It's a vortex.
Oh, yeah.
And, so there really is just don't be afraid of it. Dive in. And lick and suck and want to really enjoy yourself, because it's like tongue kissing. It's like tongue kissing. You want to give yourself to the pussy. You want to lick her. You want her to feel the pleasure between her lips, you know? But the thing about it is when a man is licking the woman, like what I tend to do is put my hands on the head, the guy's head, and kind of press him in certain areas and move his head around a little bit and, you know, and kind of move my hips around and kind of support and help him get where I need him to go, clit, lips, you know, inside. And they tend to respond. And also, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, that feels good, that's nice, ooh, yeah, right there, okay. There's nothing wrong with communicating. So if we are not voicing what feels good to us and we're silent, guys, ladies, the guys are kind of struggling down because, you know, the womb, the pussy, the lips, this is something. Guys, lingam, penis is pretty straightforward. But our lips and our legs and the way we feel and our moodiness, it happens all down in our pussy. So, you know, guys, if you're licking and biting on one lady's lips and she likes it, doesn't mean the next lady is going to like it. So I would say first, just don't be afraid of the pussy. Lick it and enjoy it and want to give your energy to honoring and worshiping her. Remember, there is a way that we feel that when you want to eat and lick the woman's pussy, like if a guy says to me, I want to eat your pussy, yeah, of course you do. What about me? Do I want you to eat my pussy? Women need to be given to all the time, not feeling that the guy is only doing it because it makes him feel good. Excuse me. Even this is the biggest thing that I want to try to tell people. This is something I've heard often from men. I like to give her pleasure first. I like to make her come first, right? Let me tell you, a lot of the times it's coming from the man's ego. I can get her off. I can please women. More often than not, a woman doesn't want to know that, okay?
That's right.
You're not really caring about her orgasm for the fact that you have given her a gift of you pleasuring her
just for her.
Right.
You pleasure her and she is pleasured, so then you feel good about yourself. That's not true giving. Release yourself
right.
from needing to feel how great you are as a lover and just honor the woman. Honor her body, honor her lips, honor her labia, honor her clit, honor her hips, her thighs, her ass, her belly, her breasts, her nipples, her mouth, her neck, her eyes, her hair, her feet, everything that she sleeps on and walks around and everything. Just she, when she walks, the carpet turns into flowers. You know? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of cool? You know, flowers. Okay. Valentine's is coming up. So that's how you really approach how you're giving to her when you are making love to her pussy, when you're worshiping her. You want to give energy to it. You want to give it to her just for the giving, just to worship. That's what true worship is, without needing to be recognized for the worship, without needing to feel that this makes me good because I can accomplish this to her. Just the giving to her, licking, sucking, feeling, you know, and then let her, women, grab their head, move it around, enjoy it, moan. Let's let them know that we are enjoying it and liking it. Once we're already making love, there shouldn't be anything that's hindering us from expressing the pleasure that we are experiencing. There's some sex magic in that from the other caller. That's
sure
sex magic. If I can express my pleasure in this now, that pleasure can escape into other areas of my life, too.
Right.
If I can open up. A lot of people are quiet in sex. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
My
no,
kids
me
told
either.
Me I wasn't. You know, my daughter told me one time, I'm grown, right? I'm divorced, in relationship, whatever. My daughter had nerve to tell me a couple of years ago, she said to me, Ma, you know, you brought that guy home last night and you were loud. We could hear you all night. You know what I told her? I told her it's time for her to move out.
I know that's right.
I know that's right, too. She did, too. So I ain't even sure. This is my house. I can't have sex and be loud in my own room where I pay the rent.
Right,
and I said, you know,
right.
I understand, baby. I think it's time for you to get your own place. She was like, Ma, what? I said, girl, do you know how old I am? You think I wasn't quiet when I delivered you. Why was I going to be quiet having sex?
Right,
you know,
right.
The goddess is up in here. Shoot, tell my Ma, you was loud last night. Yeah.
So how you separate the ego?
Good
you
question.
Know,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I do exactly know what you mean. That is that is a great, great question. How do you separate the ego? No thoughts.
That's right. Be present.
That's it. Okay. Am I doing it right? Does she like it? Ego. Out of the box. Get rid of it. Intention in the beginning, and then no thoughts. Intention is to give her as much pleasure as I can with my body.
That's right.
And then you stun. You don't say another word. You just show up. And you just follow her folds. Lick her, kiss her, hold her, embrace her. Follow the folds. Let her hips rock. Just enjoy it, whatever it is that you're giving. That's it. No expectations of anything else. No expectations of anything else. No thoughts. That's how you release the ego. Because the ego is always thinking. The ego has a plan to distract you from the now anyway, because that keeps us programmed in society into the robot mind. And I can go on with that. But that's about service tomorrow. You need to come to New Jersey from 12 to 2 to come to Naked Church tomorrow, because I'm talking about that.
Yes.
I'm for real, though. Yeah, that's it. No thoughts. You release the ego.
That's right. No
just
thought.
Love the
just...
pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to your website and, you know, check it out and everything.
And sign up on my email blast and then read my stuff. I mean, near or far, we're here. May I
That's
have
right.
a, you know, we have phone sessions. We have somebody going to win a phone session. Somebody wants to win a book. Is that him? Who
oh,
was called? He was the one, right? He's the one, right? That's the thing about
yes,
the book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He put his bid in.
How did I get the book?
I think you're putting it out there. Ms. Blue has to decide that.
Yeah, I think you're definitely good for the book. I think you can definitely get
you
the book.
You earned it, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You can have the book.
You
just release, Mr. Man. You'll get it soon.
Yes, yeah.
You just have to get all his information.
Yes.
I emailed you, Miss Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Question. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Make sure you put in there that your name, Charles, and your calling, okay, where you're calling from, and that you won the book. Yep, just send me that information right away, and we'll get it over to Reverend Goddess Charmaine. So
that's
there you
right.
go.
And
thank you.
And you're going to get the first one off the hot press, and I will sign it for you.
Ah.
All right. Thank you, and I really appreciate it. You know, I love you, Miss Blue.
Oh, love you too.
Divine love.
Divine.
That's divine right
divine
there, because we don't
love.
Live nowhere near you.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thanks for calling in. Oh, wow. We have 10 minutes left to go in the forum. We're here with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I see you guys with your questions. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Jafar calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Wow.
Hey, baby. Greetings.
I missed the book. Oh, my God, I missed the book.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's all right, though. That's all right. I have a great question. Okay. I think I have a great question, anyway.
Okay.
Reverend Goddess Charmaine, I must say it's been an honor and a pleasure to hear your voice tonight. Went to your website. I checked you out. Unbelievable. Love it. The next time I'm up top, I will most definitely come and stop in. I'll have my pants on, though.
Cool.
Check out my question. My
okay.
question is, I am an artist, right? I specialize in fine art, nude. I was studying sexual transmutation. Wasn't very clear on exactly how it works in reference to marrying it to my art. And I was just, my understanding of sexual transmutation was that once you are stimulated, you could create on higher levels, you reach certain levels of vibration where the creativity door just kind of like opens wide up. And I mean, I don't know if I'm totally clear on what it is I read or the understanding of sexual transmutation.
I think I understand. Okay, they're talking about you being aroused when you're doing your art, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what it is.
Because you know, excuse me, I do erotic tarot readings, right? Let me tell you the trip. When I first started studying my tarot deck, I have an erotic tarot deck. I have a couple of them, but I thought I was just reading the erotic tarot deck, just because it happened to be naked pictures on the deck. No, they were like,
no.
You get the person all aroused and hot, then read their energy.
Right.
That's transmutation.
Yes.
So what you're doing is you want to ritualize it, though. If you're going to bring sex into it, you want to ritualize it with your art. So what are you doing when you are, you know, you have your whatever the, is it painting? What is it? Photography? What are you doing?
It's photography.
Gosh. You know,
I saw your work, too, so your work is unbelievable. I love it.
You like my photos?
That's what I do.
Thank you. Where are you? Louisiana?
I'm in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
But I can be anywhere I need to be, but I am in New Orleans.
There he
is. Got your brother.
Yeah.
Got enough.
Yeah, I would say, because this is kind of pretty intense. You know, I got to tell you the truth. Okay, can I tell the truth? I can tell the truth.
Yeah.
Some of my best photography is when my photographers are naked with me. We're not necessarily doing anything else but just being naked and taking my pictures and getting their erection, fluctuating erection while they're taking my pictures. You know why? They are totally focused on me.
Yeah.
Not thinking about anything else, honoring and loving me with that erection and taking my pictures and bringing out the best of the goddess in me. That's what they tap into. That's what the sexual energy is about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think you're talking about, bringing that energy up in your work. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
And you're bringing it in with the consciousness, because what you're using when you're creating is sexual energy anyway.
You got to understand that that's really right, exactly. But you got to understand also that that's what the
the model needs to respect the sexual energy in that way, that the woman doesn't feel that you just want to get naked with her and steal energy from her.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That you want
yeah.
to, oh, yeah,
also,
I want to get
yeah,
naked with you.
I don't want to also catch a charge, you know?
Yeah.
yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, no,
right.
no, 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 not at all, right. Not at all, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
no,
a certain level of maturity that comes with two people being in that same energy field. And, yeah, you know, I wouldn't
want to.
But it's
and not in
yeah.
a way that you would, that the model that is coming to be shot, you know, because I know from young, I don't know what the right word is, but people, women that are going for erotic photos, the photographer is very sensitive to the model or the person, the woman, taking her time to feel comfortable removing her clothes. She may be there for 2 or 3 hours and not get naked till the last 45 minutes. You know,
oh, yeah,
giving
no,
her that kind of
yeah.
space to be in that place.
Yeah.
But if you're coming from the place that you are, I would hope that the understanding when a person is making an appointment with you, that I'm doing nude photos, this is the amount of time we're going to have. And before, just to let you know, we will do a ritual. If you want to bring Tantra into it, just a ritual of acknowledging the other person, a heart salutation, and then a ceremonial disrobe, and then you do your shoot.
And I like that. I would really appreciate doing that. I would love to bring that to the table.
That yeah. is something, because it has nothing to do with ejaculation and orgasm. It has to do with sexual energy.
Yes,
right.
absolutely.
Right.
Which is
absolutely.
What you're tapping into when you're taking anybody's picture.
That's
Any
right.
kind of picture is sexual energy.
Yeah.
It's their aura. That's why people, mm-hmm. some people believe don't take pictures of people because of it.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
You know?
That's
so
right.
I would say you are. You have.
So you're
have
telling
a fashion...
me that energy is present. That energy is present,
oh, yes.
even though I'm just doing a basic photo shoot.
That's right.
Sexual
yes.
energy is always present. Period.
Always.
Yeah.
It's
got
creation.
It. Okay.
Always. Always.
Yeah.
But the problem is our society is fucked up. So that's why we have to have these kind of radio shows. Thank God it's for Ms. Blue.
No, really. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, real.
Right.
We need to get real about not letting authority steal our
That's
desire
right.
away from us.
Hmm.
So true.
I love that.
I mean, authority is against desire. How? There's no way that this is right, what's going on. That's why we're talking about this. But what you're talking about is a valuable opportunity,
yes.
a special space
mm-hmm.
for people to feel. Women feel so beautiful when they're being photographed.
Right. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And if
yeah.
you can put a woman into feeling safe, relaxed, and desired.
Yeah,
by...
I do that very well.
Okay,
yeah.
and then bringing
yeah,
in
Reverend
a
Dog,
heart salutation.
I am really, I'm not blowing my own horn. I am
blow
really,
it.
Really
I would
talented.
Blow your
yes,
horn
is.
If I saw you.
Oh, yes, he is. His work is amazing. It really is.
Well,
and,
you should email me and link me to a real site. You have a gallery and you have pictures and stuff?
Yes,
yeah, actually,
yes.
I do. I have a gallery in New Orleans. But what I would love to do, I would love to share a piece with you. I will make sure it gets to you. That's going to be my gift to you. And I know that you would appreciate it. I
email
know
it to
will.
Me. Yeah, please. I mean, you know.
I will.
Yeah, I mean, please. You know, when I was 18 years old in Atlanta, I was in the Art Institute of Atlanta, and in order to make money, I started doing nude modeling. I didn't even know I was a nudist then. I was just 18
Ooh.
Trying to make money. $5 an hour back then was great. And it was. But
yeah.
it was a, there
yeah,
was a quality of respect for the nude model
yeah.
and art classes. The artist has respect for the model. There,
yeah.
that, there's a quality of the artist-model relationship, you
and
know, that's going
have,
on.
Right.
Yeah.
We have, and
yeah.
I don't want to cut the conversation off because it's great. We have about 1 minute left to go.
Oh,
so
God.
In case we don't
oh,
yeah. get to overtime, I just want to say thank you to everyone. Download, download, download.
Yes,
if
yes,
you
yes.
like
time
the show, like it. If you love it on Facebook. Leave a comment as well. Reach out to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Definitely.
Charmaine,
for come that.
On Facebook. Find me on Facebook.
There you go.
Yes.
And she's also on
I
the
will.
Remix family page, so you can
yes,
connect
yes.
with
find
her
me on
there
the remix
or on
family
my
page.
Find her, add her as a friend, connect with her over there as well, and see you guys Sunday after the Super Bowl, though. We'll do a late show. We'll be doing a show. We're also going to reveal who won the session as well. So, because I don't know if we'll get a chance to do that. Reverend Goddess Charmaine, I want to give you the last closing words as we get ready to get out. We have about 1 minute left to go.
Oh, Okay, how about just a prayer?
There it is.
A spirit of truth prayer, everyone, okay? All right, just breathe in one time together. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. We thank the spirit of truth for being with us always, for bringing clarity and understanding and the courage to make the changes needed for the highest good of us all. Angel, 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 and so it is. God is blessing.
God is blessings. Ashe. Also want to definitely send a big Ashe to Don Cornelius as he continue on his flight and his travels as well, too, and everyone else who's made their transition at this particular time, and those of you who are coming to the planet as well. 8 seconds left to go. We're going to see if we can make it into the overtime here. If we do, hold the line. Don't go anywhere. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. When you get on the phone lines, don't forget Atlanta Lectures, Brother Panic in Atlanta. Dr. Arlene Bay will be there in March, and many others as well. So email Brother Panic, panicpack at hotmail.com. You can reach out to me, Miss Blue, questionforblue at gmail.com. Reach out to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. You can reach out to her by going to sensual,
Sensuousmystic.com.
Lots of goodies over there, you guys. You don't want to miss that as well. We are in the after hour, so I guess we can continue just for a little bit. I know this was a long show here, and I know you have a busy day tomorrow, so we are going to just close out. But let's see if we can pick a winner.
Okay.
For the gift. And I'm going to let you do that.
Me? Okay. For
yes.
The phone session? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 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 Listen. Okay. Just one thing I'm going to do. There was a woman from earlier that wanted to to learn how to circulate her energy and then want to go to sex magic.
Yes.
Right away. I would choose her.
I believe she was calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm gonna see if we can
find her. I would love to have a phone session with her if she would like it. Otherwise, someone in your chat room would have to go in and say me. That's the one I would choose.
Let's see if she's still on the line. 216, you're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Erin?
Erin. Yeah, that's her.
Okay, Erin. Well, Erin, congratulations. You are going to receive the free phone session with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can work on some sex magic then.
Okay. Well, what do I do? Do I go to her website or?
Let me give you my email address, and we need to schedule the session.
Okay.
We need to schedule the phone session. We need to just accommodate. It's crazy for me now, but I'm sure we can schedule a session for next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can give you my email address. Can you take it now? Or?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready. Okay. Sensuous Mystic, SENSUOUSMYSTIC @ OptOptOnline, OnlineNe.net, OptOnline.net. That's my email. Email
okay,
me, say, I won the private. Uh-huh.
Can you say that again after sensuous?
Sensuous Mystic, MYSTIC.
Oh, T-I, okay, I got it.
Yeah, you got it, Mystic, @ optonline.net. You got it?
Yeah.
Good. And if for any reason you lose that, if you go to my website, sensuousmystic.com, it says contact the Reverend. You click that, and it goes to my email as well. You won, and we're going to schedule, but I need some time. We'll do it sometime next week, and it's all good.
Oh,
and
thank Miss Blue.
Definitely.
Thank Miss Blue. Miss Blue is the one making it happen. I'm just here to make miracles happen, too, but she's the one making it happen because she got the show. The remix show is the family show.
Well,
yes,
all right.
Yes.
For grown folks.
Yes. Tonight, anyway. We're doing grown folks.
I'm glad, Erin. I'm glad you were on the line, Erin, because when you said what you said earlier, I was like, this woman needs to be in private with me on the phone.
Yeah.
And
definitely, Erin.
Yes, Aaron, let me have you also email me as well, too, and that's for also the brother who won as well. You guys email me as well to let me know you're the winner so we can have so I can have that to track it as well.
Yes.
And then come back and let us know how wonderful it is, because I know it is. Get reports all the time. Wonderful, wonderful. So definitely
okay.
Email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. And thanks for holding the line, and congratulations.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Good night. God's blessings.
All right.
I got to roll, Miss Blue.
Yes, that was fun. That was so much fun. And so I just want to thank you again. It's always a joy to have you come on and for us to connect. And I know we'll be doing more great things in the future as well. So God is blessings to you. Peace
thank
and
you.
Love.
Thank you. I
and
love being part of your Remix family.
Love the show.
I love being part of your Remix family, too. I really appreciate it. They're great.
All right.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
God is blessings.
All right, everyone. Peace and love. That's going to do it for us. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Don't forget to download. See you guys Sunday night. We'll be doing a late show. We're going to do it after the Super Bowl. So whenever the Super Bowl comes on, we'll do it after that. And we'll just kind of get into some more remix things. Don't forget to reach out to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine as well. And don't forget, if you like it, like it. If you love it on Facebook. Peace and blessings and much love, warm spirit. Until next time, everyone. Peace and love. We're out of here. Peace.